Gate Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, the tryptophan has worn off after a delightful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you had a wonderful holiday filled with ample amounts of fine, succulent, juicy bird, ample amounts of the fixings, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the candied yams, the apple pie, the pecan pie, whatever else was in your cornucopia of Thanksgiving food menu items. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And hopefully those Sansibelt slacks that you can just flick those little metal clips on the side, and you can adjust after a big meal, and then you can watch football. Hopefully, all went according to plan. I remember those Sansibelt slacks. It used to be pretty funny. You'd see those commercials. Hey, after a big dinner, big meal, just clip those little clips on the side, and you can adjust your trousers. Rather humorous. But we don't see those Sansibelt slacks anymore today. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your five-star global general and Alpha leader-in-chief, your Alpha male-in-chief, front and center from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. It was rather frigid for Thanksgiving across many parts. I see records were set in the Northeast and in the Midwest, delightful weather down in the Cigar City and wherever you may be. Hopefully you are enjoying your holiday weekend. Lots of football, lots of leftovers, and of course, great cigars and great libations. Before we begin, I was remiss. A few weeks ago, I wanted to wish a very happy birthday to one of our great alphas and loyal lieutenants who's been listening for a long time up in Saranac Lake. Got a big birthday that the big milestone birthday just celebrated. So a very happy birthday to Peter from Saranac Lake, New York, not far from Lake Placid. I've been to Saranac Lake, beautiful part of the Adirondack region. If you have never been there and you want to escape the heat of the summer, whether you live in Florida or you live down in Texas or the South, great place to go. Saranac Lake, Lake Placid, just the Adirondacks in New York State are beautiful. And also, next Friday, big birthday for Portuguese Princess Colleen. On Friday, November 30th, she will be celebrating her birthday. So a happy birthday to Portuguese Princess Colleen. I believe Voice Talent Ed has some major, major surprises, big dinners planned for her. I hope I'm not blowing that in advance. But I'm sure Voice Talent Ed will come up with something big. All right, the Snowflake Powder Puffs are at it again.
Did we do something to offend you? Stand back. Cigar Dave goes macro on microaggression.
The millennials, they are so delicate and sensitive. Let me say that correctly. They're so delicate and sensitive. We just have to coddle them and treat them properly. Because we can't talk too loud to them. We have to be very, very sensitive to their needs. I'm trying to do my impression of, you know, millennial snowflake. And the latest example of coddling these snowflakes comes to us from the Leeds Trinity's School of Journalism in the United Kingdom. Mick the Brit, the colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations, had this on our weekly briefing, sent it to me. University lecturers have been told not to use words in capital letters when setting assignments because it might frighten students into failure. I have received many course assignments in grade school, high school, college. And I remember there were some instructions in capital letters. Make sure you footnote every single part of your term paper. Or term paper is due by Wednesday, November, whatever, by 5 p.m., period. 1 second late will be considered to be a one-grade deduction. I mean, there were things that were put in capital letters in bold underline. However, it seems with these snowflakes, the millennials today, you cannot frighten students by using capital letters. The staff at Leeds Trinity School of Journalism has also been told to write in a helpful, warm tone. Avoid officious language and negative instructions. Now think about this for a second. A professor wants to be very clear and concise about an assignment. What the topic may be, the length of the paper, it may have some negative instructions. Negative instructions, don't turn it in late. Don't have spelling errors because it will cost your grade. I mean, these are important things you want to highlight. But apparently, now, this will strike and provoke fear in today's students. The memo goes on to say, enhancing student understanding, engagement, and achievement with lists of do's and don'ts. And they give words that are frowned upon. Because course leaders say capitalizing a word could emphasize the difficulty or high-stakes nature of the task. So let me just give you a perfect example. Let's just say hypothetically, forget it's a journalism school. Let's say they are in the police academy. And one of the assignments is to write a report. What do you do or how to disengage or how to deal with a suspicious package? You hear something, you see a package, you hear it ticking. Now, chances are there would be in giant capital bold exclamation point underline highlighted, do not touch the suspicious package, especially if it is ticking. Stay away. Call the bomb squad. But because that could be a high stakes nature task or difficult, that could harm the little students. The memo goes on to say, despite our best attempts to explain assessment tasks, any lack of clarity can generate anxiety and even discourage students from attempting the assessment at all. Generally, avoid using capital letters for emphasis. The overuse of do's and especially don't. I mean, this is just the coddling now of these students is beyond belief. Talk about a soft group of kids, a soft society. This is what we are preparing for. I mean, we have a perfect example of what we saw in Georgia and what we saw in the state of Florida with the election. In Georgia, that Stacey Abrams refuses, it's not a concession, but she does concede. And he says that Governor-elect Kemp in the state of Georgia, while he may have received more votes, it's not a legitimate election. Please. She's a perfect example of somebody that is soft. Somebody who is unable to accept reality. I didn't win. I'm going to jump up and down. It's not fair. That's what the Democrats did. Hillary Clinton did it. The Russians did it. I should be president. I was born to be president. I'm the most qualified to be president. this is what we're seeing. I mean, the what do we see with these millennials, we're seeing exactly now with even adults. It's transferred to them. We become a soft society. And the Stacey Abrams to start throwing the blame, saying Kemp as Secretary of State is responsible for all these voting issues. No, he's not. In fact, she says something that there was a bill to make voting easy, which she, by the way, voted against. And so she went after that, even though she voted against it, said we should make voting easier for people, which the state of Georgia did. And then the Democrat legislature, a Democrat governor a number of years ago, signed a bill where they've got to purge the voter rolls and make sure that dead people are off it, and they've got to keep it culled and keep it properly up to date. She went after Kemp. He had nothing to do with it. But again, what we're seeing now is with these students, with these millennials, with even adults today, reality and facts do not matter. And this is a perfect example. You can't use capital letters because it frightens students. Please. If I can only imagine what a professor, if I would have looked and said to him, Professor, you know, you use capital letters and it really set me off. I'm microaggressed and I need a safe space. They would have laughed me out of Syracuse University. They would have said, there's the door, get out. But today, we condone this this passive behavior. It's just unbelievable. And by the way, we will be in the rest of this hour and next hour, we will be featuring our interview segments from the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention in Las Vegas. Starting with the next segment, we'll be joined by Kaizad Hansodia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars. We'll be talking about their new release blends. And the second hour, we'll be joined by Jonathan Drew of Drew Estate as we tour their entire booth. But very quickly, I want to talk about Amazon. Amazon building, as you know, two headquarters. They had a big competition with all these cities. Tampa got in on it where I am, and everybody just literally to see these mayors salivate and foam in the mouth, thinking they were going to get 10, 15, 20,000 jobs for a second headquarters, and they were going to spend all this money and jumping up and down. Even cities that had no chance in hell, that didn't have a good international airport, that didn't have all the qualifications, ended up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to put these their bids together. And all these incentives, Amazon played them like dumb fools. They ended up going to New York and Crystal City, Virginia. But now they're going to, New York State is going to spend $50,000 a job to lure Amazon. They're going to build a helipad for Jeff Bezos for his helicopter. Give me a break. To all those cities and mayors, you got played. Anybody, any alpha with a tenth of a brain would have known that right off the bat. We will continue around the corner. We'll be joined by Kaizad Hansodia and the rest of the Gurkha crew from the International Premium Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas up next.
The November selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the World of Davidoff, including the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. This smoke combines Nicaraguan and Dominican tobaccos, creating a smooth and balanced box-pressed cigar with unexpected depth and complexity. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
some very good friends here at Gurkha Cigars. First up, we've got the proprietor, founder of Gurkha, Kaizad Hansodia. Kaizad, my friend, good to see you.
Always good to see you, General.
I enjoy seeing you here, but I enjoy seeing you much better at your palatial offices with the big Gurkha Lounge, where we have great cigars, we have great libations, and you always take us to that Peruvian place for lunch.
I'm Korean.
No, I've never been to Korea.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to take you there.
I'm coming back. No problem. We've got Carlos Yacatorano, VP of Operations. Carlos, good to see you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
And to my left, I've got Juan Lopez, VP of Sales. He's the guy that makes sure all these great new cigars that we're going to introduce you to get to you at your local retailer. Now, let's talk about three new brands that are going to be launched officially here, but to the public officially, at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo Saturday, August 11th. So who wants to do the honors? Because the one that I have in my hand is the new Chateau Privé beautiful cigar. Talk about that, because I'm going to light it. You guys are all lit, and I feel like I'm missing out here.
You're behind.
Exactly. Who wants to start?
All right, so we start off with the Chateau de Privé. It's a baby that Kai's been wanting to do now for many of years, and we finally got the correct blend and the wrapper that we wanted. We've been looking for on the Ecuador and Desflorado, which not a lot of people use in the marketplace, but I think now that, you know, we're innovators in the industry, people are going to start wanting to come out with that kind of wrapper. Dominican tobacco, a little bit of Nicaraguan as well, mild, creamy, real, real smooth, a little bit of nuttiness on the back end as well. I think the General's enjoying it already. Second, we got...
Wait, you don't know that.
Well, of course I do.
But I am enjoying it. But I'm just saying, you're being presumptuous, but I am enjoying it.
We make great cigars. This is what we do.
Very sure.
Marquesa, our first Sumatra wrapper, brick-and-mortar brand for the Gurkha family. All Nicaraguan, Ometepe, Esteli, Jalapa. The difference is you got 10 cigars that are box-pressed and 10 cigars that are parejo, which are round. Awesome display, awesome, beautiful Cubanist looking box. Will be available by the end of August. And then, Carlos, tell them about the Ghost.
And the last but not least is Ghost. This is an extension to one of our best-selling brands, the Ghost. This is the new Ghost Gold with an Ecuadorian Habano Rosado wrapper. It's got a Nicaraguan, Dominican, and USA filler from Pennsylvania. It's definitely the fullest release that we've got this year, so we're very excited to launch the new Ghost Gold.
Now, the Chateau Privé, I have to tell you, definitely on the medium side, smooth, but a lot of flavor. Very, very flavorful cigar. So it's got intensity, but it's not overpowering. There's no bite. So right. Very, very nice.
That's key for us. That's something we strive to do in all our blends, is make them very flavorful, not just all power. We want flavor. It's important for us.
And I should tell everyone that at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, all the attendees on Saturday, August 11th, you will be the first in the world to experience these brand new Gurkha brands. And I know that everybody in attendance will be very excited. Last year, we launched the Havana Legend, Master Select, and Havana Legend. And this year, we're going to have both of those available as well in the Special Assault Pack, as well as the Royal Challenge, which is a great cigar that we'll talk about. So let's make our way over. And before we do that, these three humidors are absolutely magnificent. So, Kaizad, tell me about these, because you are the king of packaging and the king of design.
So every year we come out with our special edition humidors. This one is the Crimson. The other one is the Sunburst. And the third one is the Burl Wood. Only 50 made in the world. We have already sold about 20 of each. And it's not even, shows not even being open 1 hour. So this will fly out by today.
And where's the Alpha 5-star?
Well, you got to keep one for you then, Jeff.
Oh, no, I got the 5-stars on top of that. Bring that to Bob. You got a month to work on that, Kaizad. Chop, chop. Let's go. All right, so let's start off with the cigar. Let's move over here to this display case, the Chateau Privé. Now, first of all, the box on this, Kaizad, is unlike anything I've seen. It's exquisite. And when you're done smoking all the cigars in the box, it makes a great collector's piece.
Exactly. And also, you can keep your watches in there and everything else. It's a beautiful, it's copper. This box has taken us close to 2 years to come out with. I mean, it was a technological nightmare.
But Kaizad, we can put man on the moon. You can design an incredible cigar box. There's no doubt in my mind.
Thank you. It's we only made 1,000 of these boxes.
That's it.
For this style, we don't even make 1,000. So it's a limited run. And then we're going to come out with a different box for the general public after the...
So the, official. Okay, but the Gurkha Chateau Privé will not be a limited release. This will be available year round.
It'll be a limited release on these boxes only now.
Got it. And you said 1,000 of each box?
No, 1,000 total.
1,000 total?
Correct.
So how many sizes?
Three sizes.
Three sizes? So 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3,
$99, so how are we going to
raffle them off so whoever gets a three-piece can pull one together?
Yeah, you give them the crazy glue. Fantastic. So, again, let's talk about Juan and Carlos, the just kind of like the behind the scenes of this cigar, what you were trying to accomplish, the motivation of the Chateau Privet, how you named it, what's the significance?
Well, listen, Juan and I have a lot of fun. When Kay brings us a special packaging as this, then we have to work on creating a blend that fits the packaging number.
So basically, I tell my boys what needs to be made and what kind of a blend I'm looking for that particular box and that style of the box.
So what did you tell Kaizad?
So I wanted a mild, a very smooth cigar.
Well, but this has got a lot of flavor. To me, it's mild to medium, but it's not what I would consider a cigar that's going to be... Right, it's not a boring cigar. It's got a lot of personality.
Correct. And as you smoke the cigar, you're going to notice it's going to start changing the flavor. It's going to start getting a little bit more medium, and it's going to start giving you a little bit more of a floral accent and also some spice to it. Okay, that's what's going to be interesting about the cigar.
Remember, it's the Gurkha way. Nothing we do is boring.
Correct.
All right, tell me about the wrapper, filler, and binder again.
The wrapper is an Ecuadorian Desplorado wrapper.
So that's a new name.
It's not a new wrapper, but it's new for us. First time we use this wrapper for it. It gives it that creaminess to it that Kay wanted to blend out.
So it's not an Ecuadorian Connecticut.
No.
A Desplorado, so different than a Habana, so it's got more flavor than a Connecticut,
maybe a
little tamer than a Habana.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, yep.
All right.
So that offsets the filler blend to it to give it that creaminess, that smoothness that Kay sets
And at the end of the day, it's complexity. All cigar smokers now want, there's a lot of great cigars out there, and we want our cigars to be smooth, complex, and enjoyable every time they smoke. It's all about being consistent. And I think that's when we do projects in this matter, that's what we aim for, is to make sure it's complexity, smoothness, and it's going to taste the same exact every single time.
Carlos, how many sizes?
Three sizes.
Suggested retail ballpark?
7 to 10.
7 to 10. So right in the sweet spot price range.
We like sweet spot.
Yep. Okay.
And that's something we strive for as well. We want to make sure the cigars are available to everybody, not just to a few.
Well, speaking of Chateau de Privet, that's the cigar I will enjoy for the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony right around the corner. And we will rejoin Kaizad Hansotia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yaca Torano in the Gurkha booth when we were at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas last July. And we will talk about one of my favorite cigars, another favorite cigar from Gurkha, the Marquesa. Absolutely magnificent cigar, not typical Gurkha, in that it's got that old Cubanesque taste, it's got the Cubanesque packaging, but it is a delightful cigar. As we celebrate our post-Thanksgiving weekend alpha male pleasure maneuvers here on the Cigar Dave Show, Litation and Libation Ceremony comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square press cigar. and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar...
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
We will rejoin our conversation with Kaizad Hansotia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars that we conducted back at the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention in Vegas mid-July. And we left off talking about the new Gurkha Chateau de Privé. They launched three new brands, including the Gurkha Ghost Gold, the Marquesa, and Chateau de Privé. And the Chateau de Privé, a magnificent cigar, just beautiful in the package. Everything Kaizad and the rest of the crew over at Gurkha does is certainly magnificent. Just an amazing-looking box, amazing-looking cigars. Just a nice, light tan Colorado wrapper. It's not going to blow you out in terms of overall strength. It's just very, very smooth. It uses an Ecuadorian Deforado wrapper, Dominican Olor binder, and Dominican filler. That Olor is going to give it a little sweetness, some smoothness. Comes in three sizes. The Bishop, a 5x50 Robusto. The Rook, a 6x46. And a King of Warriors, 6.5x52. Suggested retail between $10 and $11. I pulled out the Bishop, a nice Robusto, 5 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge. And just looking at this cigar, it is just the aroma on this. Just smells sweet, smells creamy. Just an elegant-looking cigar. And for the Bishop, you're looking probably about, as I said, in the 10-50 area. Very, very pleasant cigar, and I know that many retailers already back-ordered on these because they've been so popular. But a very lovely cigar, new release from Gurkha, the Gurkha Chateau de Privet.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, we've got a little small pocket single SST flame jet flame lighter. This is brand new from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs. Very, very small. This is almost, I'd call this like a micro-mini type of lightation device. Very, almost looks like a USB stick. Very, very small, special flip-top cap. But this is nice because you just stick in your pocket. It's not going to give you more than maybe 3 cigars to light, but the purpose of this particular lighter is just something very small, something very handy. The R&D guys heard me saying, I don't want anything too bulky, and this is what they came up with. Looks like a USB stick.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. And I will take this micro mini Cigar Dave lightation device from the R&D Labs. One little SSD flame, very, very small. Got a small little handle here. Again, we wanted something small. It's going to only light maybe 3 cigars. You're going to need this for an entire weekend. Forget it. It's not going to work. Just bring plenty of butane. All right. Toasting the foot of this Robusto, the Chateau de Privet from Gurkha.
Puffing and rotating. Fantastic. Absolutely magnificent. Let me just touch it up there. Very, very nice.
All right. My Chateau de Brevet from Gurkha is lit. Very smooth right off the bat. I need something to accompany it.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right, from Hudson, we talked about the Adirondacks, not far at the base of the Adirondacks. We've got from Tuttleton Spirits, Hudson Manhattan Rye. I'm going to pour just a little bit of that. This has got some very nice spice to it. Remember, pre-prohibition, rye was really what it was all about. I will take a sip of this. I will say cheers. Nice spice. Very pleasant. Accompanies my Gurkha Chateau Privet very nicely with a lot of spice, a lot of richness, and just the right amount of cedar and vanilla notes on the palate. All right, we will now rejoin our tour of the Gurkha booth at the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July.
Now let's talk about Marqueza. What does Marqueza mean, Carlos?
Marqueza is one of our old brands that, again, we've resurrected thanks to the FDA. And it's
with an old Cubanesque look. We wanted to go with a little traditional look.
And that's different for you, Kaizad.
Very much so. And, you know, this is something that Juan wanted to do for quite some time. He wanted to come out with an old traditional, you know, Cuban heritage box from Gurkha. And I said, okay, let's work with Marqueza and everything else. And this is his baby. He's come out with the blend himself. A lot of input. It's taken him close to 18 months to come out with this blend, going back and forth. We were actually going to plan on coming out with this cigar last year. But we just
wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready. The blend was just not there.
Very Cubanesque in its look. But the difference is every cigar that you buy will be consistent.
Absolutely.
As opposed to
Absolutely.
A Cuban cigar.
Well, exactly. funny that you say that, Dave, because in the travels that, you know, we've done in the European market, which we're growing so quickly right now, we're missing that, and the Cubans are so inconsistent that we're now in the perfect place where we can take over that shelf space.
We always think about the American market. But there's a huge market outside, even though the U.S. is still the largest market. But you've got Europe. And by the way, poor Juan here has to travel to France and to Belgium and to Greece and Italy and England. It's just, it's horrible. I keep seeing his social media posting. Oh, boy, I'm just exhausted. Boy, I spent the last 3 days tasting wine and cigars, you know, in the Bordeaux region. Boo-hoo. Okay?
It's not easy.
By the way, how you are conning Kaizad to pay for those trips is beyond me. I got to tell you.
It's not a con. You know how you do it? You come back with a purchase order with $350,000.
There you go. That works. So let's talk about Marquesa, Carlos, in terms of the actual components, wrapper, binder, filler, taste profile.
Well, even in the Marquesa project, we wanted to come out with something unique. So it's a 20-count box, but it comes out 10 cigars round parejo, and you've got 10 cigars that are box-pressed. So you've got the round and then the box-pressed so that the consumer can see the difference between the two. You're always hearing, I like box-pressed, I like parejo. They can sample the two and see how the pressing makes a difference to the taste profile for them to choose.
So on the parejo, what's the size?
Robusto Toro and a three sizes.
Gotcha. So it's almost a perfecto.
They're all three sizes. Each box has a ten box press and 10 parejos.
Interesting. That's a very interesting concept. So people say, hey, you know what? I want to try maybe not all of one or all the other, but now you got a nice mixture.
Right.
I don't think anybody said that.
And if you have a preference where you like the box press, you've got the box press option, and then you can try the two.
Flavor profile.
Medium plus.
Do they smoke differently, the perfecto, compared to the straight?
I think they do. I think, again, when you have a box press cigar, it tends to be a little bit of a slower smoke, a little bit, you know, for whatever reason, when you box press that cigar, compared to the Parejo, it's a much slower burn, about 15-20 minute difference, believe it or not, in the same size, the difference in Parejo. What we're excited about when we're blending this is, well, we get to use this beautiful Sumatra wrapper. You know, Sumatra is like, it's either really beautiful or really ugly. And we're able to find this beautiful Sumatra-looking wrapper, and that's where we came out with this brand.
The Sumatra wrapper, it's amazing, because that was really popular for a long time, and then all of a sudden people went with Connecticut, and then they went with Ecuadorian Habano, but it's back. People like that Sumatra. It's one of those oldies. You know, our good friend Ernesto Perez Grillo way back, and then everybody said, okay, now we want to try these others, and it's amazing how in the world of cigars it goes from one back to the oldie but goodie.
Absolutely.
You can never go wrong. So
it's just like fashion.
No bottoms are not coming back, my friend. That are leisure suits. That's never coming back. That I can guarantee you. But if it does and you wear it, I'll follow. Chances are that ain't going to happen.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's not going to happen. Okay, so a price point on Marquesa.
From $7 to $9.
So same thing. You're
same
in that
price.
7 to
you
9,
want,
7 to 10 sweet spot.
We want to stay in that sweet spot.
Because Gurkha for a long time was known as the super, super, super premium. And you still have those cigars, but you've really now made cigars that are affordable and reach for everybody.
Well, the key behind that is, you know, when you price off cigars for us, there's a lot of great cigars out there at a good price point. We want to make cigar for people to be able to enjoy, not just the 5% or the top 2%ers. I want everybody to be able to, you know, have a $10 or $7 vacation, I like to call it,
right,
on a Gurkha cigar, which they couldn't afford in the past.
Well, you can feel like a king for an hour and a half and $7 to $10.
There you go.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's move over to Gurkha Ghost, the Ghost Gold. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Gurkha Ghost, I believe you told me, was your number one seller?
Cellar Reserve, number one. This is number two.
Number two, which is incredible. That's just, a three-year-old cigar now?
Yeah, about 4 years, 5 years now.
And what do you attribute that, because of the flavor profile on that cigar price?
I think the price point. The price point for what you're getting, the quality, I mean, you're talking, again, in that $7 to $8 price range. You're getting a beautiful Arepiraca Brazilian wrapper.
I love that wrapper.
Which again, it's not inexpensive. It's a pretty high-priced wrapper. But if you work it the right way, and when we buy cigars and we buy tobacco, we buy in bulk. That's when we're able to keep the prices down. But we're really excited about the gold. This gold is, you know, a product that we needed to do, because people have been calling for it.
A little bit lighter in taste.
A little bit lighter in taste, but again, it's got a lot of complexity, which I enjoy. And we had, you know, Carlos and I went back and forth with A Floyd, which is our partner in this project. And then we ended up with like 20 different blends, and then we ended up that one Pennsylvania leaf just did it for us. That one piece of
in the filler?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Really?
We actually tinkered with the final blend three more times after we had found, okay, this is it. Send us the last samples when they came in, and we sat in the office and we smoked them and said, you know what?
We won.
Picked up the phone, called Dave. I said, we need to add one more.
Is it a Pennsylvania broadleaf?
Yep.
It is a Pennsylvania
That's
broadleaf.
Got a lot of sweetness. Yeah. It adds a little bit of a sweet complexion. So this is tamer, a little bit milder than the original Gurkha Ghost. And the wrapper on this particular cigar?
An Ecuadorian Habano Rosado.
Habano Rosado, interesting. So you've got the Ecuadorian Sumatra on the Marquesa, Ecuadorian Habano Rosado. So just a little bit more flavor than the Connecticut.
And to give it a little twist, it comes with a pigtail and a closed foot. So
pigtail and closed foot.
It's going to differentiate it from the regular ghost.
Very cool. And suggested retail.
Again, in the sweet spot.
Eight to ten bucks. Eight to ten. All these cigars, the Marquesa, the Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, officially being released to the public at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, Saturday, August 11th, presented by Gurkha Cigars.
Absolutely.
And everybody in attendance, first in the world, to receive one of each of these new cigars. And also, last year we launched the Havana Legend.
Master Select,
both doing great for you.
Absolutely.
And here's one of the little cool things. They have a charging station. Hold on a second. I'm at 97%. In about 3 minutes, we're going to leave to the next cigar area, and we'll wait until this is charged. This is a great idea. Whose idea was that?
Not ours.
not yours. I was going to say, this is too creative.
Is the good thing is you'll be able to find these throughout the floor.
Oh, they're throughout the floor,
yes.
Really, not just here.
Sponsored it. Yeah.
Great. Ship one of these to my office so I've got one and I can charge all my devices when I need to. All right, very good. Do I owe you anything for charging here?
No, not at all.
The half a cent of power?
Your friendship is enough.
All right, there you go. Real quick, let's take a look at these because these are what people think about Gurkha with the...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
And that was his number one seller, and he made a strategic decision. I'm pulling it until they get it right. And now you got you bought back the blend,
and you're making it again. And Carlos Toyo, we went back to the original, you know, the Toronto partner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember last year when you were in the office and we were doing a little interview there, I gave you a sample to try without telling you what it is.
I liked it.
And it's good. You were like, this is really good. And Buffalo let you know what you were smoking was the Master Select that we were working on. So all the boxes are numbered. They come with the burlap wrap. All original packaging as we did it back in the 2001 when they were our top seller. So we wanted to bring it back in its original format.
Okay, I get a lot of questions from people saying, General, I used to love this cigar called the Gurkha Shaggy. Mm-hmm. It had an open foot. Mm-hmm. It came in these big trays. Is that coming back?
It's here.
Let's go see it. Oh, look, Kaizad's got a fan club now. Look at this. He's got groupies. Who would have thought? Kaizad's actually got groupies. All right, we're going to... Shaggies are in the back here. That's the cool thing, that we can actually take you live inside the booth where you have no access to. So now we're taking you and showing you exactly what retailers see, your retailers, so when they come and start buying for their shops, you are going to get all these cigars in the next couple of months coming your way. There's the Shaggy. Now, smaller boxes than before. It used to come in giant boxes of 100. Right, there it is. It's back. Tell me about that. That Shaggy's a phenomenal cigar, very rustic, very unique. You guys were the first ones to really come out with this. Took it off the market, but it's back.
It's back. And again, Juan and I, we sit in the office and we brainstorm some things. And as we look for new projects, and sometimes we get to bring ideas to Kaizad, is, hey, the Shaggies were so popular, and we would still go to events, and people would always ask us about the Shaggies.
Where are the Shaggies?
So we said, hey, why don't we bring it in a smaller town rather than a big, huge cabinet? We'll bring them back. Again, went back to our original partners, back to the original blend, and recreated it to where we were happy with what we were smoking, and there's finished
and
product.
Then, and then what we did is also different was we wanted to make sure, yes, we had a Maduro, he had a regular Shaggy, then he had a natural Shaggy.
Right.
So a lot of confusion in the marketplace.
Correct.
There's too many SKUs as it is,
right,
and the humors don't get any bigger. So we decided to go with the original blend that sold the most, and we made it in four sizes. We didn't get crazy with 6-7 sizes. So Robusto, Toro, Churchill, Torpedo, and 6x6.
Tell me about the blend.
It's got, well, Yagoda, we got the original blend on that was the Habano. It's a Habano wrapper with
Nicaraguan Dominican fillers.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And suggested retail.
That is $8 to $10.
$8 to $10. Yeah, medium body cigar.
Everything we want.
Fantastic.
To keep in the sweet.
And no truth to the rumor that the Shaggy was named after Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
No.
And then the Royal Challenge, people in Buffalo, our alphas attending, will get one of those. Nice, mild, and medium-bodied cigar. It's an any-time-of-day cigar, very creamy, very pleasant.
Good.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, can never go wrong.
With a ton of flavor.
Ton of flavor. And the Maduro, Royal Challenge, also one of my favorites. What do I always ask for when I come to see
you? Royal Challenge Maduro.
Royal Challenge Maduro. Thank you very much.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is the World of Davidoff, including the Camacho Corojo. This cigar is blended from vintage Cuban seed, liberated from the island. It's a 100% genuine Corojo, which is slowly aged, creating a robust yet smooth smoke. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
First of all, are you guys ready for Buffalo?
Yes, we are.
All right. Last year was huge. This year's going to be bigger and better. More spirit sampling, more meat. We've got a very... I understand that Colonel Ange and Butcher Dave have something very unique, indigenous to Florida, that they're going to be cooking. That
you got gator meat on there.
I'm not allowed to say. I'm just saying it's indigenous to Florida. That's all I can say is when we're done with it, it could make a nice briefcase, belt, and a wallet, and a watch strap. That's all I'm going to say. But that's going to be August 11th. We're all going to be there. You're coming to my mother's house the night before. We're going to have some great times, great food.
That's the main reason why I'm coming, to eat your mom's cooking.
That's right. We have great food. We have great times and great cigars. So I hope you enjoyed our exclusive trip inside the Gurkha booth here at the Cigar Retailers Convention. A lot of new cigars, the brand new Marquesa, the Chateau Privé that I'm smoking now, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. All will be released officially to the public in Buffalo on August 11th. Gentlemen, as always, Juan Lopez, VP of Sales, Kaizad Hansodia. There's one other thing I've got to do, is I got to thank Carlos Yacatarano. Hold on a second. He's going to go get it for me right now. He's going to get that. We got a special gift that I'm going to get because Kaizad's got very, very expensive taste, okay? He doesn't drink regular bottled water. All right. I found there's a very private stash, which is what I have at my office, of the good stuff. So if you think I'm leaving the Gurkha booth without getting some of that private stash, I got a great cigar. And by the way, look at this. Look at the ash on this cigar. Phenomenal. Absolutely spectacular. Very smooth. Wait, here it comes. Here it comes. A bottle of Italian.
We only have the best for the general.
San Pellegrino, baby. Only the best. All right? Not anything domestic here. So let's say cheers to all of you. I got to tell you, it goes great with my brand new Gurkha Chateau Privé. It's perfectly balanced.
We had a delightful time at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo last August. And we feature those fantastic Gurkha cigars, the Chateau de Privé, the Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Now, next hour, we will continue our tour of the IPCPR convention. We'll spend the entire hour in the Drew Estate booth. We'll be talking with Jonathan Drew, better known as Snacky, the man behind the great Jonathan Drew brands. We also run into Jeff Borshowitz, the man behind the Florida Sun-Grown Tobaccos and the FSG Cigar and Corona Cigars and the Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A possible plea deal between an associate of one of President Trump's confidants and the special counsel investigating Russian election interference.
Jerome Corsi is a conservative writer and an associate of Trump confidant Roger Stone. Earlier this month, Corsi said he expected to be charged with lying to federal investigators. Mueller's team questioned Corsi as part of its investigation into Stone's connection with WikiLeaks. Stone has denied being a conduit for WikiLeaks, which published thousands of emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, in the weeks before the election. The special counsel is trying to determine whether Stone and other Trump associates had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks plans. American intelligence agencies have assessed that the hacked material came from Russian sources. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, across the country, shoppers appear to be rushing home with a lot of their presents.
Online shopping may be easier, but analysts are expecting growth at brick-and-mortar retailers as the traditional holiday shopping season now begins in Texas. Speaking with KTRK-TV, Cameron Nelson says it's her first time shopping on Black Friday.
We saw some good ads and we're like, you know what, we've never done Black Friday before.
And also speaking with KTRK-TV, Sherelle Pratt says this day is a familiar one for her family when it comes to shopping.
We do this every year. It's a holiday tradition. We're getting the kids presents. We're getting family presents. We're getting presents that most people couldn't afford unless they were $200, $400, $600 off.
Black Friday, of course, is not a shopping deadline. We have Small Business Saturday and coming up Cyber Monday. And mark December 3rd, officially this year's Giving Tuesday. George Bonzani reporting.
For more news and analysis, go to townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
Polls opened in Bahrain Saturday to elect a new parliament, but absent from the ballot is the country's Shiite-dominated opposition, whose most prominent figures are serving lengthy prison sentences.
Opposition elements, barred from taking part, urge people to boycott the vote, describing it as a farce. And the authorities accused Iran of trying to interfere, sending negative text messages to tens of thousands of voters. But the pro-government media presented the election as a success, describing it as a celebration of democracy. And according to officials, there was a high turnout, with 67% of voters casting ballots.
BBC's Alan Johnston. This is the second election in Bahrain since mass protests led by the country's Shiite majority erupted in early 2011. Up for grabs, 40 seats in the lower house, 30 municipal council seats. This is townhall.com. High school students could skip classes to attend political protests under a proposal that's up for debate in one Maryland public school district.
The Washington Post reports that Montgomery County School Board is expected to approve the proposal as early as January. The proposal is considered to be one of very few in the country that would allow students to take up to 3 excused absences per year to participate in protests or other forms of civic engagement during the school day. The board is accepting public comments on the proposal until December the 16th. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this date in 1947, a group of writers, producers, and directors that became known as the Hollywood Ten was cited for contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about alleged communist influence in the movie industry. For more on these stories, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As we get over Thanksgiving and all the great delicacies that we enjoyed on Thursday, we will continue enjoying Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show as we continue with our trip to the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July, where we toured the entire convention floor and spent time in many different cigar manufacturers' booths. And this hour, we will continue with our tour of the Drew Estate area. It's not even a booth. It's a huge, it's like a city block. And we spend time with Jonathan Drew talking about some of their changes, new blends, new cigars. We run into Jeff Borshowitz of the Florida Sungrown Cigar Tobacco and the FSG Cigar. So keep your cigar lit. Enjoy your libation. Let's head back out to Las Vegas, Sin City, the desert, as we continue with Drew Estate.
It is a beehive of activity, a lot of music, a lot of sound, a lot of activity here at the Drew Estate booth. It's not a booth. This is their whole giant area. And what they've got going on here is absolutely incredible. New cigars, buzz of activity, probably nothing else like it on the convention center floor. And let me bring in my good friend, the owner, the founder of Drew Estate, my good buddy, Jonathan Drew, JD. Wait a minute, Snacky.
Yeah, Fat Shops, Valley Verde.
Wait, what's it that? Fat Shops?
Yeah, we got them all. I covered all. Anything of eating copious amounts of good food and any other recklessness.
We've
How
done.
You doing, Dave?
All is well, baby. I'll tell
Thank
you what.
Thank you so much for visiting the booth, brother.
It's always a pleasure. We go back a long time. And
oh, yeah.
This, as I toured the booth just a few minutes ago, look at this. We got Sam Morales in here. You never know who's going to show up in here. A lot of characters.
Man,
here.
Is it packed right this
It is Thursday. I'm going to say, there's more activity going on right now in Drew Estate than anywhere else on the show floor. JD, I have to tell you, in recent memory, I don't remember more new releases coming out of Drew Estate than in 2018. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you are right, but I think the important thing is it's not just about the quantity of what we're doing. I think that this year is a historic year for Drew Estate. First of all, with the Liga Privada Aniversario, the 10-year, that's a really big deal for us. Then at the same time, we drop, and I know we're going to talk a little bit as we go through, but it's definitely a year of new products because a lot of the stuff that we've been working on, sometimes 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and we realized that this year was the right year to start broadening out some of the lines. And I think we got some good stuff in store as we walk through and take a peek at Oh, that's the H99.
I was just looking at the Liga. They just handed this to me.
Yeah,
the
that's
Liga
nice.
Privada H99. Let's go over to Liga Privada. 10-year anniversary of Liga.
Let's
Hard
go.
To believe, man.
Yeah, I
Hard
know.
Hard to believe.
Right? You remember when we kicked it off?
I do remember. And everyone's saying, what's this Liga Privada, Liga Privada? What is this?
Now everybody's a Liga.
Everybody knows it. Now let's talk about the history. 10 years of Liga Privada. Let's talk about it. Give me an idea of the background, your motivation, how it all began.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, so... This is the 10-year right here. You can see it. It's absolutely, you know, stunning on the packaging and stuff. But really, the heart of the brand is thinking back to the days where we really brought Liga out. We run in live. How are we doing it? We're running live.
It's live, baby. We're live,
We're
man.
We're straight up live.
We're straight up live, JD.
So going back to the early days with the Liga Privada, 10 years ago we dropped the original, the number 9. Which was a project that, you know, the whole original crew was working on. We worked on it for a while. 05, we really started it, the project. By 07, it was really coming to life. Blend was done, and it went live. And, let's see, it's hard to believe it's 10 years, but we started off with 52 accounts in the United States. And it really became like this cult brand for us because it was very hard moving from the acid genre, moving from the coffee infused genre,
right?
Moving from there into that space, people had always thought about it as the infused cigar brand. So, you know, us moving into the traditional space was definitely difficult, but with Liga Privada, it just caught on, and then all of a sudden it became like this frenzied thing. So Liga Privada really grew throughout the years for us. We just had to grow very slowly. So the first 5 years in production, I mean, we were barely selling any. You know, it's Liga Privada, the heart of the brand, is in the Connecticut River Valley. It's about the broadleaf, the number 9. It's about the stove cut T52. So the Connecticut River Valley, Nicaragua, of course, it's got a little Honduran in there. You got the Brazilian Marafina as a binder. So Liga Privada's history is 10 years. It's definitely a celebrated cigar. And it really was the transitional product that took Drew Estate from the infused space and, you know, cool, innovative products to more into that really traditional, really people having to say this is a versatile company. So, you know, in the Liga Privada lineup, you got some new stuff that came out this year. Obviously, you got the 10-year. You got the H99, which is a hybrid.
Which is what I'm smoking right now, which is medium. Very, very pleasant, JD.
Yeah, that one's still going to be medium plus.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think that the 10-year is definitely full-bodied. All right, then.
But tell me about the blend on this H99. And what does the H99 stand
for?
We're going to get you
all the blend card information. We're going to get you...
Well, just real quick, I see that it's Connecticut Corojo for the wrapper.
Yeah, on the Connecticut Corojo is on the H99. And this one is Criollo on the 10-year.
Now, what does H99 signify?
Well, it's a hybrido, so it's basically an experimental tobacco from the Connecticut River Valley. So when you think about the Connecticut River Valley, what it's really known for is the broadleaf. We really put the T52 on the map on that side of it, but a few years ago, we had a farmer grow some Corojo and some Criollo for us. So that seed in and of itself was a hybrid seed throughout the years. The real super-duper details on it, we don't get too deep into it. It's still considered experimental. But whenever you create a new product, you're always going to go through a period of time before the product evens out, like what we've done with the on the Florida Sun Grow.
The taste on this H9, Liga Privada H99, you say it's medium to full?
Yeah, medium plus.
Medium plus. It's very smooth. There's no bitterness, no bite, a lot of flavor. You could have this for breakfast if you wanted. It's just very, very pleasant, even though it's a hearty, solid cigar.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think that's difficult oftentimes, is you get a lot of the guys who just pump in a lot of the heavy spice. Which is great. I mean, some of our blends also are really big on the spicy side too. But that hearty, meaty, heavy taste, for it to give you that, get that smoothness to it, Willie did a great job on that. As a matter of fact, you know what?
So I don't oversee Willie.
What about the potential of Willie doing it with us and we do a JD Willie back and forth?
Yeah, that's fine. In fact, we're going to go see Willie right now. Let's come on over here.
Come on,
we're going to go to Willie Herrera, who is the master blender and man in charge of production. JD, stay right over here. So. All the Herrera Estelis have been repackaged. The packaging looks great. You've added some new lines, some new blends. Let's talk about it.
Well, everything is streamlined now.
Okay.
Less confusion for the consumer, less confusion for the retailer. Same style box. Everything now is very unique to each blend, each line, but still the same type packaging. New lines, the Herestoli Maduro is a new line for this year. Totally new blend, Brazilian Matafina wrapper.
Love Brazilian Matafina. Love, you know what, Brazilian Arapiraca, Matafina. Yes. I love Brazilian.
Para Norte. I've always loved
Para it. Norte, exactly. It's, people don't, when you say Brazilian, they don't really get the connotation. To me, it's got so much complexity, some sweetness, depth of flavor.
Yes.
Love it. And you're using a lot of it on your cigars.
I've always loved it, but he's always put a stop sign for me.
Why?
Because we could never get enough
of it. Oh, we couldn't get enough.
That's the problem with
Matafina.
That's
you want to take that stop sign to a yield, and then
the
go.
You can get all the Arapiraca you want to.
I twisted his arm, and now I was able to use the Matafina. It's got a broadleaf binder. Nicaraguan fillers, delicious.
Now, this was the original.
Original.
Okay, talk about the original blend.
The original is a Habano.
Yep.
Honduran. Never done Habano wrapper. Honduran binder or Nicaraguan filler.
Okay. Then for the Norteño, which what does Mexican. Norteño mean in Spanish?
Northerner.
Norteño.
So the people in Esteli, they're called by the people in the south as Norteños because we're in the northern part of the country.
I thought it was going to refer to you, the fact that, you know, when you were in Little Havana, that's northern Miami compared to how far south Miami's grown now.
No. And then I'm a northerner in Nicaragua as well.
There you go.
You know, that's why I love the name.
Gotcha. This has got a little bit more flavor than the Habano, a little bit more personality.
A little more robust,
yep.
A little bit fuller, richer. This falls right after that.
And I love that blue,
yes.
That turquoise, that teal, very Miami.
Yes.
Bring it back to your roots down in Little Havana.
You know, it's a beautiful packaged product, man. It just pops. It
look
shines.
Look at this on the Miami. Look
the Miami.
Now we go to Miami. I think I know where that's made.
I think so.
I think Sandy, but whenever I see Sandy at El Titan de Bronze, she goes, "You can't tell anybody this cigar is here. It's not ready to be released yet." I go, "Sandy, don't worry. Willie's not going to kill me. He's not going to come after me.
Right.
He won't put a hit out on me." So made in Cayocho.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, you were there for a long time before you moved over to Drew Estate.
Yeah.
Sandy and her crew make exceptional cigars. Tell me about the Miami blend.
Man, that is like one of the highlights for me because it just allowed me to go back to the roots, back to the factory, back to blending on the same table, back to see the same regular people walking in to the factory. They see their expression, "What are you doing here?" You know, it's just an amazing feeling. It's originally was just a Corona size, different blend from everything else. So this is, I blended it with the tobaccos that we have in Miami. So it's Dominican, Nicaraguan, dark Habano, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper with a Sumatra binder.
Flavor profile.
Medium plus,
okay.
Very Miami.
Fantastic. And limited because Sandy can only make so many at El Titan de Bronze.
Okay. To a point, but it's going to be accessible.
Suggested retail?
I'm not sure.
I
only blend.
You only blend.
Not
so,
enough. Whatever it is.
Not enough. Not, right, not enough.
It is because, you know what, in Miami, there's not a lot of factories that are really there anymore. Who are
it's
really
expensive to make cigars in Miami.
You're the last of the last?
Yeah.
That's it?
So when we talk about the Miami cigar, you're looking at a cigar that is still going to be relatively limited because, again, it's not like it's not a humongous factory.
Correct.
And you really, it's all about the tobacco, which we all know.
Correct.
So that's really going to be the prize, kind of a prize part of the Herrera Esteli line.
Yeah.
Got
definitely.
It. And that, when is that available? Or is it available
everything
now?
Is going to be around September, October. Everything.
September, October.
All the new repackaging.
And then, JD, talk about Pappy Van Winkle. Incredible bourbon. You have a very unique association with the Van Winkle family. Talk about
man,
that cigar.
Thanks for asking about it, Dave. It's a great association. It was a huge feather in our cap with Julian Van Winkle. Said, "Hey, let's get going. We're going to do a product together." So we started off with a different one called the Barrel Fermented, which kicks ass. That one's on the market. The Barrel Fermented we sell just through their website, which is pappyco.com. And that one's for the daughters, but that one is a Kentucky tobacco that we fire cure. We then ship it to St. James Parish, where we put up 500 pounds of tobacco in a 53-gallon barrel. That goes to Nicaragua, and it gets blended in with the Nicaraguan tobaccos. This one is the Pappy Tradition. So the Pappy Tradition brand, this product for us, we released it last year.
Yeah.
And so we had our first full year. This comes with our first full year on the Tradition. And It's kicking ass, to be honest with you. For us, this was a different thing.
What do you make that doesn't kick ass, JD? Come on, everything you make kicks ass.
I'm going to tell you, well, first of all, that's a huge compliment. Thank you. And not everything kicks ass, but you know what? Everything has our heart in it,
right.
And everything is innovative, and everything has a purpose, all right? And with the Pappy Van Winkle tradition, what I really liked about it was Willie blended this product with Julian. Willie led the way. Julian fell in love with it, and it was the real story of it. The original story is what makes the brand.
But
when Willie first came with me to Nicaragua, way before he, became
never
my
imagined.
Master blender,
never
right,
imagined
right.
being with Drew's thing.
Right,
doing,
right. I know, LT down to Bronze.
And we were talking about that.
I used to come and see all the time.
Together.
Right, right.
And I said, Willie, factory's yours. Take the day, blend. Here's all of our tobaccos. Here's the crew. They're going to work with you all day, whatever you need. And Willie made three blends.
Yeah. I still got. I got a bundle of
A, B, and C.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning of us. As a matter of fact, I was looking at pictures and videos I made of you at the factory blending that day.
I was so young back then.
Yeah.
I think we all were. Wait a minute. Time out. Everybody was.
I was so thin back then.
You still are. Come on. What are you talking about? Is it seven already?
Seven
already. Man, wow. Time flies.
So that's the beautiful thing about this product right here, is that Julian wound up falling in love with one of those first three original blends. So it was great from a standpoint that the story was beautiful, the cigars are beautiful, and the thing that's interesting for Drew Estate is we're a blue-collar company.
Right.
All of our products, really, our mainstay area is $8 to $12.
Right.
Which ain't cheap, but it still is in a blue-collar space.
Right.
Pappy Van Winkle's like $19 to $30.
Right, different animals.
So we didn't really know if the market would be able to say, hey, yeah, that's a lot of, it's expensive. But we've been really blessed with it. The market has responded well to it. So it's all systems go. And the right accounts who sell it nationwide just kill with it. And it's a great privilege for us.
FSG. Now,
love
we
that.
Feature that in our officers club. In June, we had the FSG Florida Sun Grown. We had the Acid Cuba, because we've never done an acid, and I want to do something unique. And then we had the Joya de Nicaragua Antaña. Let's bring in Jeff Borshowitz.
I was just looking over.
My good buddy, Jeff Borshowitz.
What's going on?
Good
How
to see you, my friend. Jeff and I, longtime friends. And by the way, I don't know if you know that my puppy, Baron, my German Shepherd, is the official mascot of your store in Tampa.
Right.
We bring him in all the time.
I keep seeing pictures of him in front of the lockers.
Exactly right.
But they say he's well-behaved.
He's great. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He is incredible, and he's cigar-friendly. I mean, by the way, he's protecting the cigar supply.
You know, Tommy likes the dog. So that's a good thing because, otherwise he'd be saying, get the damn dog out of
here. Oh, he calls him. When do you bring,
he's a great dog.
He goes, when are you bringing him in again? When are you bringing him in? So, Jeff, first of all, by the way, I didn't know that Men's Warehouse made rental suits this nice.
Because
I got to tell you, the feel of this, I mean, it's unbelievable. Look at this. I've never seen Jeff.
You can a wedding, you can get married.
I could preach on Sunday.
You can preach on any day of the week.
I have a dream, my friends, that Florida Sun Grown is going to give you massive amounts of pleasure. Hallelujah, please.
We got to change it up, especially when the Drew Estate was. At least Willie got the memo, too, man. We're both.
Exactly. All looking good. He did. I know that. Now,
we
just featured the FSG Florida Sun Grown in the June Officers Club. People raving about it. Features your Florida Sun Grown tobacco at the farm that we did a show from last year.
Yeah, that was a pleasure. I don't know if you guys saw the episode where Dave was out there in the field and you got to see everything firsthand. He was like, we ain't in Buffalo anymore because it's hot. But I tell you,
hey, wait a minute. I've been in Florida 29 years.
But
come on. It was. I went in June. It was warm.
Yeah.
No doubt
so,
about it.
So we got a crop in the ground right now. Every year gives us a different challenge. We love it. Bringing back the culture of Florida tobacco. You know, it's been gone for so long. There's a reason it's been gone, because it's so expensive to do things in America, but we do it for different reasons. We do it to have something that's unique, a product that had, our fathers and grandfathers smoked cigars.
That's
with
right.
Florida tobacco.
That's right.
So we wanted to bring that back in a small way. We had Willie over here do the master mixing of it, making a great blend. He'd come over to the house and bring a bunch of handfuls and say, smoke this, smoke that, and just turned out fantastic. We're so happy with the cigars.
And I know for a fact it is a labor of love for Jeff, because trust me, you don't get wealthy growing cigar tobacco in the central part of Florida, and you had a crop that You had an issue with the crop. You had to get rid of the crop.
That was this year.
This year. And so, you know, those are the trials and tribulations. And it took you multiple years to get it just the way you wanted. And I've been there, and the labor intensity is just off the charts. So you do it as a labor of love.
Yeah.
And many people told you, I know the Oliva tobacco family in Tampa said, you're crazy, don't do it. But you did it anyway, and you've been very successful because it is a labor of passion and love.
The cool thing, John Oliva and his family were some of the pioneers when Cubans that came over to North Florida and were growing the Cuban tobacco there. So what was good about it is that we weren't having to, we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. We just had to resurrect the wheel because we knew it could be done. It's just it was a matter of economics.
Right.
So some people make museums. I made a working museum.
Right.
So we're growing cigar tobacco for that fact of just bringing it back. And it's truly unique. You smoke any cigars with FSG tobacco in it, you can taste it. It makes a difference. And we appreciate the support we've had. The consumers have really, if it wasn't for the consumers, this wouldn't work.
Right.
You know, and so people really, they love the fact that we're doing something back in America, bringing something unique, and appreciate all the help that, you know.
Well, I remember when you first launched it, I was over in your store in Tampa, right near my office, not far from where I live. So anytime I dart out of Command Center Alpha, I head over to the Davidoff store. And Tommy says, hey, Jeff called me. He wants me to give you something. And it was a box of the FSG. Right before it was officially released,
right.
I smoked it off the charts. A lot of intensity, a lot of flavor, very unique character, and it's gone great.
With it. So we appreciate it. And it's all Throw tobacco, too. So that's one of the big things. Our farm is the closest farm to Cuba. We've gotten so much help from other farmers, too, from Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico, Connecticut. I mean, it's what works in Cuba works in Florida. So we're same sea level, same altitude, very similar climate. So,
And I know you're blending the Florida sun-grown tobacco with some other cigars. I know Angel, your VP of store operations. He has now got a special Angel cigar that we smoke. Phenomenal, using the FSG.
Yep. So we've got probably about 10 different brands, but we work with four manufacturing partners. So, and that's all we can work with because we grow 5,000-6,000 pounds of tobacco a year. It's not a lot of tobacco, and we don't intend on growing on anymore.
It's not a lot of tobacco, but it's a ton of work.
Yeah, it's a ton of work.
So ton of work.
If we were to grow more tobacco, it is more work. You know what I mean? So that's.
And by the way, where is your lovely wife, Warden Tanya? Where is she?
She will be here.
Call her the Warden. That is our nickname for her. And we always have a lot of fun with it and always have a good time. And Boris and Van, your juniors, the junior alphas in training, they're
here
too?
And they are junior alphas in training.
All right.
Thank you for doing that. We need more.
More alphas.
We need more alphas because we're losing this generation.
I'm doing my part, and they are coming up as alphas. So,
we appreciate it.
All right, fantastic. Jeff Borshowitz of, I said, Florida Sun Grown Farms, as well as Corona Cigars, 3 stores in Orlando, as well as Davidoff Tampa. And by the way, those of you that are listening to listen to us on WDBO FM in Orlando, Saturday nights, Corona Cigar, the exclusive cigar sponsor. So we always get a lot of people saying, hey, I heard you. I heard Jeff on the show with you. So we always get a ton of comments.
Yeah, and a lot of people walk up to me and say, hey, man, I listen to that Cigar Dave show. And a lot of guys don't even smoke cigars. Come up and say, I love listening to the show. So appreciate the support. Smoke FSG, guys.
Absolutely. I highly endorse it. By the way, all our Officers Club members got a lot of response. They loved it.
Great.
So I will see you back in Tampa and Orlando. Jeff
Borshowitz,
Florida Sun Grown Tobacco, Corona Cigar, Davidoff Store in Tampa.
Talking about the FSG, Florida Sun Grown, Davidoff has just released the Davidoff Florida Sun Grown Cigar using some tobacco from Jeff Borshowitz's Florida Sun Grown FSG farm in Claremont, Florida, central part of Florida. Absolutely delicious. Beautiful stick. And speaking of Davidoff, the World of Davidoff is our November 2018 Officers Club selection. First time ever featuring a Davidoff-branded cigar, the Davidoff Winston Churchill, the Late Hour, the Alvo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Camacho Corojo. Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, they're going out this coming Monday. You'll have them next week. Beautiful sticks.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Well, now that Thanksgiving has passed, we're officially in the holiday season. Hanukkah around the corner, Christmas not that far away, so we bring in the Cigar Dave Singers and Happy Humidors.
Happy Humidors, while the general keeps clipping Happy Humidors to you.
Yo, you girls are singing the wrong lyrics there.
It's the humidor season,
And cigar day is coming round. Bundles of sticks that he's got by the pound. And when the general passes them round, we're gonna light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, we'll light him up and burn him down.
It's the humidor season. And a cigar day for looking resplendent is gonna bring a stick to every lieutenant. He's the smoking superintendent, so light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, light him up and burn him down.
He sips the best cognac, drives Cadillacs. He stands up when the flag unfurls. He smokes the finest sticks, dates the hottest chicks, the ones we call the harem girls. It's the humidor season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. When we get together and all I take, we're gonna light them up and burn them down. He got a girl so stacked she'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
She never makes him beg or plead. She ain't no stinking hick. She's a classy chick, known for generosity. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
Now you chicks are starting to tick me off. Great date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. So when we get together and all I date, we're gonna light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up and burn 'em down. No. Happy humidors. No. Happy humidors. That's it's not right.
Happy
humidors to you. Happy humidor. It's humidor. It's humidor. Happy humidor. Come on, please. That's it. You chicks aren't getting paid. No Christmas bonus for you.
Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers as we get into the holiday season. Hard to believe. Sergeant Steve, how many weeks away now are we from the champagne and sparkling wine New Year's edition of the Cigar Dave Show? Like five?
We are 4 weeks away from the first airing.
That is unbelievable. It just seems like we were sitting down to do it, just a few months ago. I have no idea where the year has flown by, but it is absolutely incredible. All right, I mentioned it very briefly before we get back to rejoining our tour of the Drew Estate area at the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July. I mentioned the Cigar Dave Officers Club. The World of Davidoff is the November 2018 selection, which is unbelievable. For the first time ever in the history of the Officers Club, which I think now is about 17 years, we are presenting a prized Davidoff-branded cigar within this month's lineup. First time ever. I talked to Davidoff, and I said, let's do a Davidoff. General, we can't. Dave, can't do it. And I got with Dylan Austin, and he said, you know what, General? I think we're going to do it. Because he knows that I love the Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour. He said, let me see what I can pull. Calls me back. He said, we're in. So those of you that are member of the Officers Club, the November 2018 shipment goes out next Monday and Tuesday. You should have them by the end of the week, end of next week. You'll get a Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour. When you think about Churchill, what do you think of? It's love of cigars, love of Scotch whiskey. So what Davidoff did, they aged cigar tobaccos for 6 months in single malt Scotch whiskey casks, and the result, just a dark, rich, beautiful cigar. The slogan, dark richness will light up the night. Then we feature the first ever box-pressed Avo, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. Contains some very nice, sweet, spicy tobaccos from the Nicaragua Ometepe volcanic region. And we cap it off with the Camacho Corojo, the original bold cigar built on 100% genuine Corojo seed liberated from Cuba. Three great cigars, the World of Davidoff. Now, if you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in cigars. I think this is like $38-40 worth of cigars you're getting for $22.95. You're ripping us off, but it makes a great holiday gift. Go to CigarDave.com and join the Officers Club. Let's go back to our tour of the Drew Estate area, the booth in Las Vegas at the 2018 IPCPR convention that took place last July.
We're going to Hoya de Nicaragua. Now, Hoya de Nicaragua, interesting story. Hoya de Nicaragua was actually the first cigar manufacturer in Nicaragua before the big cigar explosion where all the manufacturers came to Nicaragua. So as we make our way over, and again, you can see JD is back. Take a look at all the action here. They got the water tower, which is very reminiscent of Brooklyn, where John grew up. And you can see, oh, they've got his Braxton Mash Destroyer. David Salem, how are you?
Right here, you got the whole collection.
By the way, I just got the box you sent me. I haven't tasted it yet, so you know what? Let's have a drink now. Let's celebrate. What do you think?
What would you like?
You pick it. You pick it. Very first, Jonathan Drew's different spirits.
Drinks right there we got?
Give me straight up. What do you have straight up? What do we have?
Brixton Mash. Would you do one for me?
All right, tell me about Brixton Mash.
What happens is we have to use the bartender. So,
okay.
Oh, good. She's hooking it up right now.
Got it.
There you go.
All right, Braxton.
I'll do a mix.
Oh, the aroma on this is fantastic. Wow. Hey, it's never too early to enjoy great spirits when you're in Las Vegas. I mean, 24-7, you're good for a cigar and you're good for spirits. So JD will tell us, Jonathan Drew will tell us exactly what the Braxton Mash is. So what is Braxton
right,
Mash?
First of all, here's a cheers.
L'chaim, cheers. Oh, is that ever smooth? Tell me about Braxton Mash.
All right. So make some room over here. The Brixton Mash Destroyer. This is actually the first of its kind. This is a Kentucky straight bourbon mashed with a Florida rum.
Smooth as hell.
It's very smooth, but you're going to get that bourbon on the beginning, and the finish is going to be real sweet with the rum. That's what you should be getting on the Brixton
Mash. Let me see if this will fit in my pocket. Hold on,
I'm
not sure.
We can always make one fit. You know,
we'll make one fit. This is great. Is this available now?
Yeah, it's available, but it's not nationwide. We're in 12 states. The liquor industry is very different from the cigar world. You know how you come to me at IPCPR, you release your brand into the full market, and boom, you're everywhere. We're on the liquor side. We're on the liquor side, it's state by state.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good right there. Too.
We're brothers, it's okay. Don't worry.
No doubt, we go back. So that's the Brixton Mash. Then we got the John Drew Rye. And on the John Drew Rye, this is a Canadian rye. Really good. We got Frank over here. Come over here, Frank.
So Frank, how you doing?
Marino, Dave, Frank's our national global brand ambassador. He's really in charge of everything when it comes to how we're blending, which are the type of products we're working on. We work together, but that's Frank's real key space in the company.
Mash is delicious. Can't wait to try the rice. Tell me about Dovetail Rum.
All right, so the Dovetail Rum. Welcome to the Dovetail for a second over there.
Dovetail Rum, Florida sugarcane, blackstrap molasses. Right from...
Give me a sample of that, will you?
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, I'm here. I got to sample everything. I can't leave without it.
The rum is really nice because it's a regional rum. So the first two that we broke out with, we started off with the Florida. Then we've just come back on with the Puerto Rico. So we'll keep broadening out the line. We look at it as regional.
So I'm going to hit you with this first. That's our
Dovetail
Florida. 100% blackstrap molasses rum.
Wow. Flavor, sweetness, and some strength.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Aged 2 years in bourbon barrels.
Nice.
Now I'm going to talk about regional expressions. So Puerto Rico rum.
Okay.
Coming from Florida blackstrap molasses as well. Aged 4 years in bourbon rum. So you do notice they have the same DNA, but the end product is very, very different from each other. There's a little sweetness and spice in that one. There's a little more... oakiness, you taste a lot more vanilla.
These are great.
Haven't tried that yet.
What is this now?
Which one is that?
That
one,
should be our, that's called our Liga Privada.
I could drink this like candy.
Yes.
That is good.
A rip on a lion's tail.
Mm.
It's just John Drew Rye, 4 year aging and lightly toasted oak, 100% Canadian rye, the lemon juice, all spice strain.
Beautiful.
Just making them together.
Magnificent.
And finally, our Brixton Mash,
which we have. Which is great. I love that. A combination of rum and Kentucky straight bourbon. It is incredible. So is it available in Florida?
Yes.
What 12 states?
12 states. Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Texas, Colorado, Nevada, California, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
We're in Boston too.
Pennsylvania.
So, all right. All those states, we have tons of listeners. So you'll be able to get this, the Braxton Mash Destroyer, the John Drew Rye, the Dovetail Puerto Rico Rum, and the Dovetail Florida Rum. Phenomenal.
You can check it out on our Instagram at John Drew Brands.
John Drew Brands. Suggest the retail ballpark on these.
From $34.99 to $49.99.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Nice job. Appreciate the info.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, let's take a libation. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going to take a libation for the road.
Do it.
All right, come on, guys. We're going to Hoya de Nicaragua celebrating their 50th anniversary. So let's go take a look. And again, you can see all the action going on in this booth. I mean, there's nothing like it on the show right now. It's a little Meshuggah here today.
It's jamming, bro.
It's jamming, baby.
Oh, wait.
Oh, here we go. Let's do Isla del Sol while we're here.
Now, you guys, what's important right here is, obviously, it's important when you think through our 10 program. So when you guys know 10's in the market, great in the winter because it's China, you know, you don't want to burn a huge stick. But also, a lot of guys like their 10s. They like burning through the 4x32. So retailers, you start to see this out there now. You'll start to see this in stores. We call it the water tower. We got a lot of different versions of it. We got the Ambrosia. Yeah, this is a
cool.
But you got the Ambrosia. We got acid in all in 5, blue, red, gold, green, and something. We got the La Vie Habana now. This is new. This is in our value category, La Vie Habana. We got the Kentucky Fire Tour also. Lots of gear. You got a different... Oh, by the way, you got some Liga Privada.
I see that, the Liga.
You'll start to see our big water towers right now introducing new merchandise. And I think it's worth talking about some of the merchandising solutions. You'll start seeing these products in stores. You're going to know it's true estate coming through.
So again, you can see there's... You can see what the tins look like.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Very nice.
Look, you got the Swamp Thing. You got it in the, with the sweet and without the sweet. And, look, Kentucky Fire Cure changed the game. You remember when we did the Kentucky
Absolutely.
Fire Cure. Now with the sweet version, that's really nice, man, because a lot of people like that. A lot of people like that kind of like that aperitif into it.
Right.
So it's beautiful on the tins. Again, our brand partners are Blade in Nicaragua. We got them into the tins. We got Kentucky. We got some of the Sweet Jane, which people are stealing everything. Well, take things. Now, look, this is what we call a half.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Cigars, but I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, beautiful square pressed cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now, here's the Hoya de Nicaragua Antonio we featured in the June Officers Club. People love great cigar.
I got a special guest.
Okay.
This as well. This is the Hoya de Nicaragua.
Greetings.
Brand manager
nice
right here, Dan Barrios. This right here, President.
Okay, give me your names one
Juan
more
Martinez.
Time.
Daniel Barrios.
Daniel.
Juan Martinez.
Daniel and Juan. Daniel Barrios, Juan Martinez. So Daniel and Juan. All right, let's talk about Hoya de Nicaragua, 50 years. People don't realize Hoya de Nicaragua was the first cigar ever made in Nicaragua before everyone else.
Yes, indeed. It was the first brand to ever been exported from Nicaragua. The company was founded by two Cuban immigrants, Juan Francisco Bermejo and Simón Camacho. And we've been making cigars ever since without interruption. So we're very proud to celebrate 50 years of that accomplishment.
And you've got some special cigars you're launching this year as part of it, so let's go take a look.
Well, we have our commemorative cigar this year. It's called Cinco Décadas, which in Spanish means 5 decades.
5 decades?
It's a very unique blend. It uses only our prime vintage aged tobaccos, our oldest tobaccos in the factory. We have the privilege of having big warehouses with tobacco that
right.
Have been laying around there, being taken care of for quite a while. And we basically went dust off the oldest molds that we had in production, going back to the original sizes that were made at the factory. And these are the two sizes, El General, which is basically a Churchill 7x50.
I like that, El General, I'm the general. I like it, you name one after me.
There you go, there you go. And then we have Diadema also, which was one of the oldest shapes that we had in the factory. These are the two sizes.
And when you look at this shape, I mean, this is not an easy cigar to make.
No, no.
It is not easy at all. That's a beautiful looking cigar. Suggested retail.
This one is going to retail around 18, and this one around 19.
And flavor profile, strength, mild, medium, full?
It's always full body. Nicaragua tobacco is always full body.
Full flavor.
It has a lot of character to it.
Obviously contains our oldest tobacco.
Okay.
And the Nicaraguan essence continues to be there.
All right.
But because of the aging, it's also very refined.
Okay.
Very elegant. So it's going to be medium to cool.
Okay.
In terms of strength and body.
All right. Yeah. And then we've got the Cuatro Cinco.
Well, the Cuatro Cinco was the 45th anniversary
45.
5 years ago. So
got it.
This is a continuation of that line. So,
beautiful.
This is our pyramid. You know, we have the upper rub with the Cuatro Cinco and Cinco Ecas. We have the Antaños, which are a full body.
Right. And now we have the silver. Tell me about silver.
So, the Hoya family is, we call it the rediscovery of Hoya. Basically, a different perspective, a more contemporary look and feel of the brand. It's more youthful, more colorful, but also more playful with the blends. Unlike our other brands that we work mainly with Nicaraguan tobacco, here we're using tobaccos from different origins. Like in black, we use the Mexican San Andres Negro wrapper. In this case, we're using an Ecuadorian wrapper, Habano from Ecuador grown wrapper, and a Mexican binder. So we have a medium to full body cigar, not as strong as our Antaños,
right,
but very flavorful, very complex, given by this flavor.
Beautiful packaging.
Yeah, so it's very colorful. It's a homogeneous family.
And we compare it to the black and the red.
I would say it would be a little bit cooler.
Okay.
But the flavor profile is what stands out.
Okay.
It's completely different. The Habano Ecuador, it's an experimentation with that tobacco.
And suggested retail.
This one will retail between $550 and $790.
Reasonably priced.
All of the Hoya family is reasonably priced. Yeah.
Fantastic. Beautiful. And as we look, we've got the red, which is the mildest of them all.
Well, actually, this is the mildest of them
all. Well, Cabernet is the mild, right.
Which actually already existed before, and we
right.
relaunched it under the Hoya family. So it goes from mild plus, medium, to medium plus.
And I like on your shelf talkers,
yeah,
it shows 2 out of 5.
Exactly.
It shows 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
So it gives the consumer roughly what flavor profile, so they know.
Exactly. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate that. First of all, congratulations on 50 years of Hoya de Nicaragua.
Thank you very much.
Continuously making cigars in Nicaragua,
yes,
before anybody else. The most Nicaraguan cigar is what they like to refer to it.
Exactly.
And there's no question about it.
Thank
you were there before everybody else.
Yes, we have the privilege of having jumpstart what we know as the best cigars.
You did, and you're working with Jonathan Drew and Drew Estate. They make great cigars.
Indeed.
All right, so as we wrap things up here from the Drew Estate booth, you can take a look. There's just tons and tons of activity. As we take a scan around one more time, this is a giant area for Drew Estate. JD, as we wrap it up, my friend, great tour of the booth. I know that all of our alphas listening really get to enjoy the experience of walking in, because they can't come in off the street.
No,
so we
right.
take it right to them, and we appreciate the
You've
the
always
tour.
Messaged beautiful to everybody. I remember listening to you, it's got to be 20 years ago, driving in Florida. How long ago did you first come online?
Last 2 weeks ago, 23 years ago.
All right, so I'm behind you. I got 22 years in, and I remember just listening to you on the radio, coming in when I was first getting going, and people like in Boca Raton, that's where I learned about your show.
Right.
With somebody in Boca Raton telling me about you. And I started listening back then, so we got a lot of years of participation together.
Yep.
A lot of years of following each other. And I'll tell you what, you've done a great service for the industry. You're consistently, you're passionate, you care. And we love you, bro. And it's great to see you and spend time.
Always. And we spent some great time in Tampa about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Went to Biblos for dinner, smoked great cigars with your dad, Gary.
Yeah, that was
we had a lot of fun, and I've got that beautiful ashtray and cabinet. My mother, every time she comes, she goes, "That is beautiful. I love that." It sits right in my cigar lounge at my Pleasure Palace, and I always think of you when I
want to invite you to Wynwood.
I'm coming.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, but I'm coming. I'll come down to see you.
Yeah, I would like to invite you to
Let's
Wynwood.
Do it.
If September works for you.
It works. Listen, we're neighbors. Tampa, Miami, we're close.
Love to have you out.
Okay. Jonathan Drew, my good friend.
All right, my brother.
Good brother. You can see the resemblance,
bless
right?
Everybody.
All right, very
All right,
good.
God
so,
bless.
Hope you enjoyed this great exclusive tour of the Drew Estate booth. A lot of great stuff. The 10th anniversary of Liga Privada, Hoya de Nicaragua 50th anniversary, all the repackaging, reblending of Esteli Herrera. Herrera Esteli, and also the new tins and the KFCC sweets. Tons going on.
Yeah, word. What's up? Thank you.
Yo,
guys.
Yo!
And that's why I always say cigars are the ultimate social media, because when you light a cigar, you can converse, you socialize. That's what Jonathan Drew and his dad and I did when he visited the Cigar City of Tampa. So always carry an extra cigar. You never know who you're going to run into. Don't forget, speaking of social media, don't forget, go to CigarDave.com. You can follow me, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, @CigarDaveShow. Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Enjoy the leftover turkey. Enjoy great cigars, libations, and camaraderie. Gobble, gobble. Bye-bye.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in ice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. They'll be open on Christmas Day. And don't forget, you can order your favorite comfort food at home now through Sunday, December 2nd. Get free delivery when you order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis expects President Trump to follow through on his declaration to legally challenge the Ninth Circuit Court's ruling on his asylum restrictions.
Well, I'm sure the court will be, there'll be an appeal of that decision. You can cherry pick your federal court judges and get the decision you want. Well, I suspect that's exactly what happened here.
Meanwhile, records obtained by the Associated Press are highlighting the problems plaguing government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
An explosion out of St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday leveled one house and damaged nearby structures. An 80-year-old man was pulled from the wreckage and taken to the hospital in critical condition. Rains helping to douse a massive and deadly Northern California wildfire over the weekend. The blaze that destroyed Paradise, California and nearby towns, about 95% contained as of Friday night. At least 84 people are dead and over 500 still missing. Police say at least 20 people, including four police officers, were injured. One person had more serious injuries in a day of unrest in France over rising fuel taxes. Police had fired tear gas and water cannons Saturday as thousands gathered in Paris and beyond and staged roadblocks, President Macron condemning the violence. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Pope Francis has announced key organizing members who will join sex abuse victims, relatives, and lay experts at a Vatican summit in late February.
Pope Francis has named the Vatican's top sex abuse investigator and U.S. Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago to an organizing committee for a February abuse prevention summit. The stakes for the meeting have grown since the Vatican blocked U.S. bishops from voting on proposing new measures to investigate sexual misconduct. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said Pope Francis's decision to host the meeting shows that he considers protection of minors a fundamental priority for the Church.
This is about keeping children safe from harm. The Pope wants church leaders worldwide to know exactly about the devastating impact that clerical sexual abuse has on its victims.
I'm Jennifer King.
On this day in 1944, during World War II, U.S. bombers based in Saipan attacked Tokyo in the first raid against the Japanese capital by land-based planes. More at townhall.com. The city of Chicago made its first full-throated response this week to a lawsuit seeking to stop construction of the Obama Presidential Center.
The city says the building would sit on land that wasn't subject to restrictive public trust laws. City attorneys made those and other legal arguments in a federal court motion to dismiss a May lawsuit filed by an environmental group opposed to the project in Chicago's historic Jackson Park, chosen as the site of the $500 million Presidential Museum and Library by former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle. The filing, asking Judge John Roberts Blakely to toss the suit, highlights city council and state legislative approval for the complex. Patrick Foss reporting.
A woman's dead, and Florida police don't expect the suspected shooter to survive after a fatal incident at a Walmart store in Ocala. The 55-year-old man shot the 30-year-old woman during a domestic dispute, then later shot himself. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Company, the number one show in all of business television, but with the market dropping over 500 points, I'm not sure if they can. They should go to us, but I'm not sure if the simulcast will have them with breaking news blowing out commercials. Andy McCarthy standing by. Another legal decision, one against the Trump administration. They're going to have to adjust what they're doing when it comes to illegal immigration. And go to briankilmeade.com. Find out where I'll be. I'll be in Orlando beginning tomorrow, doing the show tomorrow. I have an event sold out tomorrow night, but something on Sunday that I hope to see everybody at. So let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Power is fleeting. We know that we lose the majority next year, so why not act swiftly and boldly and basically tell the Democrats, lead, get out of the way. We need to close up this year with our heads held high, honoring promises, and delivering for the American people.
That is Brad Blakeman talking about the lame duck session. It's going on right now until January 3rd. A new congressional session may have one thing in common with the new session of the lame duck session. That is, no interest in accomplishing anything. I am outraged not approving a new NAFTA, no criminal justice reform, no border wall. Why? They're unwilling to give the other side a victory in 2020. Please explain to me how that's in our interests.
Number two.
It was not a free and fair election. We had thousands of Georgians who were purged from the rolls wrongly. Thousands who were forced to wait in long lines because they were polling places that were under-resourced. Or worse, they had no polling places to go to.
Unbelievable. Stacey Abrams says the Georgia race was not a good day for democracy. Election season not over. Two Republicans breathe new life into the House race. One Mia Love, one Will Hurd. And in Georgia, the bitterness from the governor's race stronger than ever. I'll bring you the latest on Pelosi trying to win back the gavel.
Number one.
The judge is U.S. District Judge John Tagart, who was nominated by Barack Obama back in 2012. And he essentially says the president is breaking the law. The judge says, federal law says all people on U.S. soil can apply for asylum no matter how they arrive.
There you go. And with that, another ruling against the Trump administration by an Obama-appointed judge tells Trump you can't deny refugees refugee status because they don't click to the port of entry. It seems logical, but evidently it's not constitutional, according to this Northern California judge. Meanwhile, it's turned out that at least 500 criminals are in the caravan coming this way, and all hell is broken loose in Tijuana as they try to get to the U.S. and are turning that city upside down. Guess what? They're calling it an invasion. They're calling it a tsunami taking over that city. Joining us now, Andy McCarthy. Andy McCarthy, you know him well. Not only a Fox News contributor, best-selling author, he's a contributing editor at National Review, Fox News contributor, as I mentioned, and former chief assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Andy, welcome.
Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to see you over the weekend. We're at David Horowitz's big event and had a chance to see you there. So real quick, this ruling does not surprise you. A federal judge in San Francisco barred the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally, likely prompting another legal challenge from the White House. The issue was issued as an executive order November 9th. You are not surprised that District Judge John S. Tiger, appointed by Obama, did this. Why?
Well, you could set your watch by it. The Obama administration, President Obama in particular, put 329 judges on the bench, and most of them are progressive activists in the Obama mold, and they are there to carry on the Obama agenda without Obama, and they'll be there for, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is exactly what they've been doing on every single thing, whether it was the travel restrictions, the Keystone Pipeline, you name it. If this president has tried to do it, even if he's tried to do it pursuant to congressional statutes, which, Brian, by the way, this asylum order is not something that President Trump lawlessly did. He did it pursuant to a sweeping authorization of Congress, this is Section 1182F of the immigration laws, which just 5 months ago the Supreme Court said vested the president with the power, especially in the case of an emergency situation where he thinks the national security requires it, to impose conditions on and restrictions on the ingress of non-Americans into the United States. It's plain as day. This is pursuant to law. It's not a rewrite of law.
All right. So where does the Trump administration go from here?
Well, the next step is to go to the Ninth Circuit, so you know how that'll go. And
left-leaning.
Ultimately, I think, yeah, and they've basically every crazy thing that a district judge – I mean, there's a reason, Brian, that these guys shop for judges in the Ninth Circuit. There's a reason why they go to Hawaii and San Francisco and the various different cities that are in the Ninth Circuit, because they know that the judges there are apt to do wild and crazy things, and the Ninth Circuit is apt to sign off on it.
So then – after that?
Well, then ultimately they would appeal it to the Supreme Court, and the court would have to decide whether to take the case or not. And I presume they would take it, but, there's a lot of people who think they might not.
So we're waiting, what, 8 months?
Could be. The other thing is that the Trump administration could – I don't really think that there's much that they could do to tweak this in a way that would satisfy the judge. So I think they just have to litigate it. The other alternative, which I don't think the president is going to be inclined to do, at least not at this point, is just to ignore the court on the ground that, at this point we're dealing with an invasion situation and the national security requires it. I don't think the president president is going to do that, but, you know, that would also be an option if things get bad enough.
It's unbelievable. So when you have people here entering illegally, the president's trying to dissuade them and send a message. They're also pulling the troops off the border, we think, within the next month, but they've already sent up the razor wire and made it more formidable of a resistance. You know, I'm amazed at, not to bring it to the political realm, you don't hear many Democrats even weighing in on immigration. Why is that?
Well, because they know it's a winning issue. There's a reason that President Trump ran on it and emphasized it. It's one of those issues that, you know, if you're a Democrat and you're an extremist on immigration, 7 to 8 out of 10 Americans probably disagree with you on core issues. So it's not a winner for them to talk about. And look, Brian, this is why it's so important that President Obama got all these judges on the bench. These judges are not accountable to voters, so they can make very radical rulings, and it's not like if you don't like what they do, you can vote them out of office. That's the reason. What they end up doing is putting these judges on the bench, and these judges really, in a forward-going way, make progressive policy in the years that follow. And they'll be on the bench. Like I said, these guys, 20, 30, 40 years, they'll be on the bench.
And that's why the president could get another 40 judges passed if they can get something together in this lame duck session on, I guess, some type of give and take. So the president of the United States was asked about the written questions that Robert Mueller gave him. Here's what he said to Chris Wallace, Cut 19.
Your team is preparing written answers to questions about...
No, not my team. I'm preparing written answers. I'm the one that does the answer. Yes. Are they writing them out?
Yes.
Yeah. They're writing what I tell them to write.
Are they going to be submitted?
At some point, very soon, yes. I've completed them.
So you are submitting...
And it wasn't a big deal.
So is this as easy as he says?
Well, there's two different things going on here, right? There is the substance of the answers to the questions, and there's the process. The process probably is as easy as he says, in the sense that the lawyers who are dealing with Mueller's office tell the president what the questions are, and then the president and the lawyers discuss what the answer should be, and the lawyers write up what the president has told them, because it's the president who's being asked the questions. The lawyer's not answering the questions. The president's quite right. He's answering the questions. They are writing it in a way that tries to keep it as narrow as possible, so that it doesn't open up, you know, all kinds of other areas of inquiry that will justify making the investigation go off in a bunch of other different directions. That's what lawyers do, but it's the president who's answering the questions.
So we understand, yes, there's a lawsuit handed down to try to get Acting Director Matt Whitaker out as appointed AG. Three Senate Democrats filed a lawsuit against Whitaker, saying it's unconstitutional, and asking a federal judge to remove him. Do the Blumenthal, White House, and Hirono have a case?
No, I don't think so. You know, the way the system is supposed to work, Brian, is the Article I branch doesn't need help from the Article III branch when it thinks that something is amiss in terms of executive power. The Constitution gives Congress its own powers to rein in executive excess. If they think that Whitaker is not qualified, they can enact legislation to say that you can't have somebody unless the person's been confirmed by Congress. And they can see if they can make that fly. They don't have to go to the court to do it. And they really, you know, the court – more than likely is going to say this is a political question. It's got to be worked out between the president and the Congress, and the judges should stay out of it. But, you know, look, if maybe they should go to the Ninth Circuit. They'll probably find somebody there who'll take the case.
Are they allowed to? So are they picking their judges?
They probably have to find a judge in Washington for this, but they'll find one. Obama put judges on that bench, too.
Here's what Alan Dershowitz just said.
I never heard anybody complain about interim appointments. It's such a partisan attack. If this were a Democrat president who made an interim appointment, we wouldn't hear these senators complaining. It's completely partisan. Now, they have a point if it comes to serving for a long period of time, but I suspect the president is anxious to make a permanent appointment, and then it'll be up to the Senate. If the Senate takes a long, long time confirming, as they have sometimes, then the interim appointment will last longer. But that's in the nature of things. And the Constitution certainly doesn't preclude a president from making a short-term temporary interim appointment.
There is some panic on the left that Matt Whitlock is going to do something, or they lost control of the whole investigations because they got what they wanted. They got Robert Mueller. They got Sessions out. They had a compromised Rosenstein in charge, and now they get Whitaker, and Whitaker is on the record saying, "I think the Mueller probe is ridiculous."
Well, you know, look, I think first of all, Professor Dershowitz is right. The way the law works, if it's a temporary appointment, then the guy is not considered a principal officer. He's an inferior officer. And under the Constitution, an inferior officer doesn't have to be confirmed by the Senate. And he's also right that if it got extended for a considerable period of time, then you get into the realm where the guy is a principal officer and advice and consent is required. And I think everybody ought to just take a deep breath and calm down about Whitaker. What he said, I looked very carefully at the comments that he made when he was a CNN commentator. He said that if Mueller were an unguided missile, if he were to start to go off in all kinds of directions that had nothing to do with Russian interference in the election with respect to President Trump, then the investigation would be a witch hunt. But that he's not saying that it was a witch hunt. He's saying that if the conditions that Rosenstein assured us were not the case, that is that Mueller was on a fishing expedition or was an unguided missile, then the investigation would be a problem. But he's not saying it is a problem. Plus, Brian, it's been almost 2 years. Mueller, by all accounts, is toward the end of his investigation, and President Trump could have fired him at any moment. He didn't need Sessions' permission. He didn't need Rosenstein's permission. He doesn't need Whitaker's permission. So I just think everybody should just calm down, and let's see what Mueller comes up with. And believe me, Mueller's no wallflower. If Whitaker comes in there and tries to, you know, chop him off at the knees, he's not going to put up with that quietly. So I think we'll hear about it.
I'm sure we will, although we have not heard nothing. We have not heard much from Mueller and his probe. That's why I laugh when people say it's coming to an end. It's coming to a close. How do we even know?
We don't know. The only thing we can read are the tea leaves that say, you know, look, the indictments he's brought seem to preclude the possibility of there being a criminal conspiracy between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign. He's letting people get sentenced, which you usually don't do as a prosecutor if you're planning to use those people as cooperating witnesses. And it seems like the negotiations with Trump, even though they've been halting, are coming to a conclusion about whether he's going to give testimony or not. So it looks like this is winding down to an end. You're quite right. It doesn't mean that it'll be over tomorrow. It could take a few months to wind it up. But believe me, Mueller is not going to sit silently if somebody comes in and basically says that, you know, you're done. Gotcha. And pulls the plug on his investigation before he's ready for it to be pulled. It's not going to happen, and there's no reason to think it would happen.
He is Andy McCarthy. Thanks so much, Andy. Great to see you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Back at you. 1-866-408-7669. We've got one more gift card for Windsor Wines, Windsor Vineyards to give away. When we come back, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade. For opinion done right, then go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now. Fox Nation is the new streaming subscription service that will have exclusive daily shows, incredible documentaries, and must-see on-demand programming. That's the perfect complement for every Fox fan. Plus, go to FoxNation.com, pre-order now, and get one-of-a-kind exclusive merchandise. Available now, but for a limited time only. Don't miss your chance to become a founding member. Go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Set in Boston at a bar of the same name, Cheers was an Emmy award-winning TV blockbuster showcasing the lives of regular people on both sides of the bar. The show first aired in 1982 and can be found on DVD.
You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. Let's go out to WHIO. I joined them at 5 o'clock in the morning today in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, it's nice to know I don't need a passport to get back in the country anymore.
Yeah, why even have any ID?
Yeah, well, you don't need one to vote in a lot of places either, right?
Oh, if you ask, no. If you ask for ID, that's anti-American, or you're being biased.
Why not just require everyone to have an ID, and for those who say they can't afford one, give them one?
They get them for free.
Right. And the other thing, too, is the fake news is talking about how expensive it would cost to bring troops to the border. NATO's paying more. Bring them back from Germany. Bring them back from Korea. Bring them back from Israel. It's a lot cheaper to have them here than there.
You saw the great work they did already with this razor wire?
Yeah. And I got another point about that, too, is I have an aunt and uncle that have lived up in Canada past Niagara Falls for years, and they say the traffic up there of illegals is huge. So my boot camp on the border. Why don't we train them on our border before we send assign them up overseas?
Yeah, why not? We already set up many Syrian war fields. You know, they do the war games there in the desert. Why not just use the actual desert of Texas? By the way, you get a $100 gift card from Windsor Vineyards. Thanks so much for calling, Steve. Very frustrating. Chad Bergram is going to give us the latest from the floor. I'm really frustrated beyond belief that we're not going to do anything in the lame duck session, it seems. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the getting ready for 2020. I don't care what people's issues are. They got to get something done. How do they even sleep at night and collect a paycheck? Bob, listen on WOKV in Jacksonville. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? I want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to you and your staff.
Same to you guys. So you said what you saw in Jacksonville, you saw some corruption in Florida?
Yeah, absolutely, in the election with Scott. And Nelson just doesn't step down. You have Mrs. Snipes, who on countless occasions has broken the law, committed a felony. You hear nobody talking about that. You're in the previous hour, A.B. Stoddard, foaming at the mouth, talking about Trump and Scott, but she doesn't mention Mrs. Snipes. And then, it's funny with Abrams in Georgia also. I think you made a lot of good points, valid points, with record turnouts. And, it's only racism and voter suppression when the Democrats lose.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who helped a mom trying to fill out paperwork at a doctor's office makes today's Dean's List. Natasha Crinenden Wilson snapped a photo of a man cradling a sleeping boy in Florence, Alabama. Miss Wilson had been sitting in the waiting room when the mother, Jade West, walked in with her one-year-old son asleep on her shoulder. After the front desk secretary handed the mother a clipboard with the necessary paperwork, she seemed stumped on how to fill out the information with her boy in her arms. The man, who was later identified as Joe Hale, happily cradled the little boy while Miss West filled out the paperwork hands-free. Touched by the sweet exchange, Miss Wilson took a picture of them and posted it to Facebook. It has since gone viral. Mom Jade West was so grateful.
You see so much bad stuff going on, and it's just like, it feels good to see something positive for a change.
Thank you, Miss Wilson, for capturing this sweet moment. And to Joe Hale, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening. In case you do not know, we found out that the president's executive order telling all asylum seekers who don't go through the port of call will be ineligible to become citizens or stay. A judge looked at that, John Tigger, an Obama appointee over in Northern California, and said that is not constitutional. Now, the White House has answered back. The DHS spoke to the Department of Homeland Security. Iowa's asylum system is broken, and it's being abused by tens of thousands of meritless claims every year. As the Supreme Court affirmed this summer, Congress has given the president broad authority to limit or even stop the entry of aliens into this country. Further, asylum is a discretionary benefit given by the executive branch only when legal conditions are met and favorable exercise of discretion is warranted. It is lawful and appropriate that his discretionary benefit not be given to those who violate a law and tailored presidential proclamation aimed at controlling immigration in the national interest. And it's absurd that a set of advocacy groups like the ACLU can be found to have standing to sue to stop the entire federal government from acting so that illegal aliens can receive government benefits. We look forward to continuing to defend the executive branch's legitimate and well-reasoned exercise of its authority and address the crisis at the southern border, which probably means they're going to the which probably means it's going to go to the 9th District Court where it's going to get rejected again, and they'll probably end up in the Supreme Court. So it's still going to be six more months of chaos. And as usual, the courts are as partisan as the conventions. It's not even, I mean, is there any judge that's going to say, hey, listen, President Obama put me here, but I'm looking at the merits of this order, and it stands? Kennedy joins us right now. Hey, Kennedy.
Hello.
What brings you here?
I don't know. I was just kind of walking by, just waltzing through the building. And I thought, oh, Brian Kilmeade has a radio show. We used to be friends.
How about a radio show? It's your favorite radio show.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I forgot to qualify it.
Yes.
Forgive me.
Kennedy, a couple of things. Is this mm-hmm. judge's order, does it surprise you?
No.
Here we go again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So just up the ladder we go. Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat.
Why even waste time? Just go right to the Supreme Court.
I know. You have to wait about 8 months, according to Andy McCarthy.
Yeah. He's smart, though. National Review. Great writer.
Right. And he also, his illegal mind, says, listen, it's going to go up the ladder, 9th District next. They go court shopping. Why do you have to court shop? Why do you have to court shop? It doesn't make sense.
Haven't you ever seen the show Say Yes to the Court?
No.
It's fun.
What's that?
It's a joke. There's a show called Say Yes to the Dress where people go and shop for wedding dresses.
Oh.
Yeah, jokes are always better when you have to explain them.
All right. I just didn't even know there was a reality show like that on. Mm. Nor did I seek one.
Oh, if only you had teenage daughters.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think they're watching that. I'm not too sure, though.
They are.
Did you see, though, yesterday there's a report out that said the iPhone, who really came of age in 2005, 2006, they believe plays a predominant role in the rise of teenage suicide by 70%.
Mm. I don't know how you quantify it that specifically, but I do think there's something to the attachment to these devices. And, you know, hopefully it will be a net gain for society, but there certainly are some massive downfalls. And I don't know how you combat that, because I think a lot of times, and for a lot of people, it's very addictive. I mean, you talk to people who are like, I spent the weekend without my phone, and they sound very relieved.
Right.
But then the second they get it back, you know. And there was a study that said some people check their phone 52 times a day. That seems low.
Yeah, I think they track it now. They'll give you a study on how you're doing, how many times you're looking at your phone.
Oh, they don't need a study. They know how many times you're looking at your phone.
Well, now they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they want you to stop.
Someone does.
Like smoking. They know it's bad for you, but they're not going to stop making cigarettes.
Fun.
Smoking?
Yeah.
No, never.
You know what's really fun? Smoking cigars.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not for people in the room that aren't.
Yeah, a bunch of babies. That's why they have, like, cigar bars and casinos.
Right, which I'm not going to.
Man, speakeasies. Yeah, see? Yes. Stick with me, Kilmeade.
You know what's interesting? I went to a speakeasy, or one that was make-believe.
Mm-hmm.
The band looks at each other. Like, they don't look at the audience.
Hmm.
Weird.
Great-looking band, I'm guessing.
Just
looking at each other and go, wow, we look great, right,
yeah,
guys?
It's like, listen.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't turn around, but there's people staring at us.
Oh, yeah.
So Stacey Abrams really shows a lot of class, in my estimation, when she lost the governor's race. Cut 13.
It was not a free and fair election. We had thousands of Georgians who were purged from the rolls wrongly. It was not fair to the thousands that were put on hold with their registrations. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia this year.
So he won fair and square.
Hmm.
Do you realize
that happens everywhere? Like, I agree there is a conversation to be had about voter ID and marginalizing voters who don't have ID because they still have the right to vote. And there has to be a way of making sure those people can vote. And if there is some sort of systemic push to keep those people from voting because those in power are worried they'd vote a certain way, that's also problematic. Having said that, checking signatures is a regular part of the election process, and it is the duty of county supervisors like Brenda Snipes, and ultimately secretaries of state like Brian Kemp, now governor-elect of Georgia, to oversee the process. And if your signature doesn't match and your address doesn't match and you screwed something else up and you were in a rush and you didn't do it right, sorry, bro.
Like everything else.
Yeah.
If
you do the same thing, like if you're making an airline reservation and you misspell your name.
Done.
You cannot get on a plane. They will not let you on a plane. It's a total pain in the keister because if your ticket doesn't match your ID, you cannot fly.
So my wife is getting a passport because she's taking my kids to an island.
Nice.
All right. And she had to go back twice. One, she didn't use the right pen. You had to have black pen.
Yeah, it says that, though.
And number two is,
I mean, that's the other thing. I know government forms are confusing and annoying, but it says this.
Right. So, wait.
What color did
she
use?
I'm going to take her side because
I got
to go
home.
That's fine. And then number two, so they had to go home and do it again.
Yeah.
And then she said, out of everything she did, she didn't fill out one of my daughter's birthdays. So the line was blank. She goes, okay, let me fill that in. He goes, can't. You're supposed to have done it before you got here.
Oh, that's lame. That's a lame person who is wielding their power like a toxic
post office.
Yeah.
So there are rules.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It's frustrating, but those are rules. But when you look at let's look at the big picture. If you say voter suppression, how do you contend to the fact that the voter turnout was up 16.4% from 2014? They purged 53,000 voters from the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They were contacted three times. When you don't vote three times, they try to contact you to see if you're dead or moved.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't contact, they take you off the rolls. I don't think that's suppression. In fact, voter rolls rose by 20% since 2010.
Yeah, but that's why you fill out a provisional ballot. And then, you know, and they do check provisional ballots last. I know this because I worked my polling place for years in L.A. County, and they're very, very strict about these processes, as they are in pretty much every other county in the country.
Voter rolls must match driver's licenses, Social Security as well. And you have 26 months, if you screw up, to clear up any issues. And these are designed to stop groups who are sloppily filling out applications for other people, as the Abrams Project, called the Georgia Project, appears to have done. This according to the Wall Street Journal. By the way, if you do make any of these mistakes, but show up with a valid driver's license, you get to vote through a provisional ballot. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't get. You might not like the way everything goes in every state at any time. When you magically find ballots that's sitting in classrooms or in trunks of rented cars, that's an issue
Oh, my bad. We took the wrong box off the shelf. And that was one of Brenda Snipes, and we're talking about Florida now, but that was one of Brenda Snipes' excuses. Sometimes you lose. I don't know how many people voted in Georgia. I'm guessing like 4 million, 3 million?
Good question.
So 50,000 people out of that number is still statistically very, very low. That's a little over 0.5%.
Right. So, you know, she does lose that 55,000, but what you do with two, I see a big picture in this. Again, if you're a Democrat and you get nervous about losing any of the black vote, if you get nervous that they might not be motivated without President Obama at the top of the ticket, you go ahead and say, listen, Georgia, race issue, urban voters boxed out so the white male can win that election, just like I told you in Georgia, and Stacey Abrams, the celebrity candidate that got Oprah and Will Ferrell together to campaign for her, was robbed. I will never concede this election, but I'll admit I didn't get enough votes, so I'll step aside. That's what bothers me.
And it wasn't that close. And it's not the race issue. It's the fact that it wasn't close. It's not like she was at 49.5%. She wasn't close enough to force a runoff, and she was hoping that if she could get to a runoff, that there would be enough new voters who were excited about her to take her over the finish line. But that's what you're really supposed to do the first time around, and she didn't have that. Brian Kemp, not really an electric candidate. Not really like the greatest candidate who's ever run for governor in the history of these United States. But having said that, Stacey Abrams, still not able to connect with enough people to get 50% plus one vote.
I agree. We'll talk about that in just a moment and so much more.
And there is a way to concede. You're right about that.
Like, for example, let's say in hypothetical, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy, it's your microphone. You've lost an election. How do you handle that?
I would probably put a dead carp on the radiator of your car, so every time you started it, it smelled really bad.
And
publicly, I would say, Brian Kilmeade is such a great person. I really look forward to working with him over the coming years.
To heal?
To heal our state, and let's all support him.
Right. But the carp would still be there.
The carp would be there, and it would drive you absolutely crazy.
So Kennedy,
and I would have the satisfaction of knowing that you were secretly and silently tortured for months.
Now, the carp, a goldfish who doesn't turn gold, right?
Sure.
Is that true? That's not true? I was told that. It was like a knockoff goldfish.
Yeah, you should have gone to actual school.
Back in a moment.
Dial the phone and talk to Brian now.
866-HOT-BRIAN.
Okay, it's 866-408-7669. It's not Hot Brian.
No, it's not.
Does it come out to Hot Brian?
The number for your show is actually 866-HOT-PONY.
What am I going to do with Hot Pony?
What are you going to do with a Hot Pony?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Great. Gene, you've dialed 866-HOT-PONY.
Talk to Hot Pony. I mean, Brian Kilmeade now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Stock. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Last but not least,
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad.
And that is pretty funny. Snoop Dogg gets his Hollywood Walk of Fame moment, and he thanked himself over and over again. He didn't thank himself for being a game show host. He's a game show host.
Yes, I've seen it.
Kennedy's here. Mm. Kennedy, do you agree with thanking Snoop Dogg if you're Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, if you're Snoop Dogg. Not everyone can get away with that, but right. Snoop Dogg most certainly can.
Have you gotten a Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
Several.
And if you did, actually, if I heard the speech back, mm-hmm. would you be mentioning Snoop Dogg?
I thank Snoop Dogg.
Do you
the
know
whole
him?
Time. I've met him several times, yeah.
And?
He enjoys cannabis. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's got it. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
Get this. When it comes to the election, the Democrats even stunned themselves. They've taken every House seat in California, including all of Orange County. Mm-hmm. Ed Royce goes. Daryl Issa goes. What a mess.
Dana Rohrabacher.
Dana Rohrabacher. What's your reaction?
I don't know. I'm not surprised. They pretty much gerrymandered the state to guarantee that it's Democrat for life.
Well, they should have certain enclaves. You'd think Orange County would be the enclave. Parts of San Diego would be the enclave, but I guess it's not.
They split the enclaves.
All right, they did.
Like a wishbone from a turkey. That's a Thanksgiving shout-out, Brian.
Now, Mike McCarthy said that this gives me hope that we can get it right back because I know those are winnable seats with the right candidates. Is he just being optimistic?
Right now, yes.
Turns out the White House originally said we're going to fight and try to get Jim Acosta thrown out again of the White House press corps after the 14-day stay is up. They have now changed tactics. They're not going to have rules for the White House press corps. One question, no follow-up. And when you have to give up the mic, you have to give up the mic.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's the Acosta rule. It's like Tommy John surgery.
Everyone has it.
Well, no, it's named after
back,
a guy.
And they come back better. Mm-hmm. Now, the Acosta...
They don't. Sometimes it's a career-ending injury.
You know, Bill McKern had an interesting thing. Mm. He said, I have a different idea. Why not just let him talk? Why not call on him and don't even tell him to sit down? Because it'll turn the Jim Acosta show, and the bitterness in that room will be so overwhelming that Acosta will be self-regulated. How do you feel about that?
It'll work a few times, and then it'll get so annoying that they'll stop having press conferences.
The president insulted Pakistan, I guess if you're a little sensitive. He said, we should have captured bin Laden long before we did. I pointed out that in my book, just before the attack on the World Trade Center. President Clinton famously missed his shot. We paid Pakistan billions of dollars, and they never told us he was living there. Fools. What's your reaction?
No, that's okay. Pakistan deserves good ribbing. It's an unstable part of the world.
We no longer pay Pakistan the billions, $8 billion. They would take our money and do nothing for us. Bin Laden being a prime example, Afghanistan being another. They were just sending just one of many countries that take from the United States without giving anything in return. That's not really true. There's a little bit of a gray area there, right?
Sure.
They let us through. We don't have to use carriers. We could actually go on land. Could that be in jeopardy?
Into Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not doing us a favor. How long have we been in Afghanistan? I'll answer that. Too long.
18 years. Next. The Washington Correspondents' Dinner has made a choice. Mm-hmm. No more comedians. Let's bring in people that can enhance our evening and our lives. Ron Chernow, author of Washington, Hamilton,
Grant,
about 8 books. He's going to speak about the First Amendment. What do you think?
I think it's going to be really, really boring, and it completely changes the tone of the dinner, which will now be something that many people will not want to attend.
Well, I mean, did Michelle Wolf get you there?
No.
So who gets...
She wrecked it. She wrecked everything.
She wrecked everything for everybody. But she says she's proud that she's the last comedian.
Yeah, good for her. She had a dumb set and a dumb show that got canceled because no one watched it. So good job.
Right away,
everyone.
Right? How do you get canceled on Netflix? Netflix just all they are is you got to click on it.
They got a subscription service.
So she came out and said Michelle Wolf fired back Monday at Washington's White House Correspondents' Dinner for Nixon the Comedy Act that's been a place for decades. Wolf was a comedian. She says this, the media is complicit and I couldn't be prouder.
Complicit.
I don't even
Good
know what that
Lord.
Means. Yeah. The next coach of the Cleveland Browns, Condoleezza Rice.
I heard they were talking to her. Is that official?
64 years old. Her dad coached. She spent a lot of her time filling gaps, trying to negotiate peace with the world. Mm-hmm. She's also a Sovietologist and really good at Russian.
Mm-hmm. And a concert pianist.
And right, and a skater. So do you think that is the backdrop to turn the Browns around?
I think anything could turn the Browns around.
Well, it turns out the GM said he was open to interviewing women for the job, and her name surfaced because a great correspondent came out and said she is actually being considered. But that's crazy, Kennedy.
How?
Because she's never coached before. Coach high school first. You can't go right to the NFL.
That is so sexist.
You are lying. I know you don't believe that.
I think if she knows football really well and she understands systems, there's something to it. But, you know.
Kennedy, when do we watch it?
Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 in the West on the Fox Business Network.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. No more obstacles stand in the way to sealing an agreement on Brexit after Spain said Saturday it reached a deal with Britain over Gibraltar on the eve of an EU summit. Prime Minister Theresa May says the United Kingdom is committed to all of the United Kingdom, including Gibraltar.
We have negotiated on behalf of Gibraltar. We've ensured that they are covered by the whole withdrawal agreement and by the implementation period. And in the future, we will continue to negotiate on behalf of the whole UK family, and that includes Gibraltar. I'm proud that Gibraltar is British.
But there's not so much harmony in France. Thousands of police deployed across the country to contain the eighth day of deadly demonstrations that started as protests against rising fuel taxes but morphed into a rebuke of President Emmanuel Macron and the perceived elitism of France's ruling class. There will be an author and historian instead of a comedian at the helm of next year's White House Correspondents' Dinner.
The association says author Ron Chernow will share his perspective on American politics and history at the April 27th dinner here in Washington. Chernow's biography of George Washington won the Pulitzer Prize. He also is the author of the widely acclaimed Alexander Hamilton biography that inspired the award-winning Broadway musical. The shift to a featured speaker from a comedic entertainer follows a performance at this year's event that featured negative barbs aimed at President Trump, his daughter, and other top female advisors. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than 200 demonstrators chanted No Justice, No Peace Saturday as they marched past Christmas shoppers at an Alabama mall where a man was killed by an officer who erroneously believed he was a gunman who who shot two people Thanksgiving night. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
Taiwan's ruling party is handed a major defeat Saturday in local elections, seen as a referendum on the administration of the island's independence-leaning president amid growing economic and political pressure from China. On the ballot were 10 referendums, including one on whether to amend the civil code to include same-sex marriage, which was legalized last year, and on whether to uphold a commitment to ban nuclear energy by the year 2025.
Conservative groups got enough signatures to hold a referendum on the issue. Initial results suggest the vote against same-sex marriages received overwhelming support. Rights groups said it was a bitter blow, but it's unclear how the result will affect last year's court ruling.
That is BBC correspondent Michael Briscoe with that report. Same sales at stores over the holiday weekend expect to top $28 billion for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is Town Hall. NASA Insight's the latest spacecraft to come calling to the planet Mars.
Insight has every intent of landing and digging deeper into the planet than anything that came before. The lander arrives at Mars on Monday following a six-month journey. The United States is the only country to successfully operate a spacecraft on the Martian surface. Insight represents NASA's ninth attempt to put a spacecraft on Mars. Only one effort has failed. Patrick Frost reporting.
Union leaders say pilots will push American Airlines for more pay and schedule changes they say will reduce flight delays. The Fort Worth-based carriers, the worst on-time record in 2018 of the four largest U.S. airlines. The Allied Pilots Association says they'll seek industry-leading wages when their current contract is due for renewal in 2020. American gave pilots and flight attendants additional pay raises totaling close to $1 billion last year, angering some investors. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Have a big show leading up to Thanksgiving. As you know, news does not stop, even on a day before Thanksgiving, where many in the media, many in the administration and around the world are taking today off. The news isn't. We are full steam ahead. And if you are off taking us in for the first time, just know we're doing this every single day. This hour, we're going to be joined by Congressman Sean Duffy, and waiting on deck, the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, the Navy SEAL. Let's just, before that, let's get started with the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It's America first for me. It's all about America first. We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first.
Siding with the Saudis. While I understand it, I just don't get why the president sides with the crown prince, knowing countries and critics will take aim.
Number two.
One would think that this would represent a final stage. Now, and I think that the Mueller team has been waiting to see what kind of answers it could get President Trump to answer for quite some time, and this appears to be it. My hunch is that the investigation is probably very near a conclusion.
Yeah. Well, how many times have we heard that? Brit Hume knows as much as anybody, which is we can only speculate from the outside. The president submits his answers to written questions. Soon we will see how their case and the business of his family and everything else is going to be in peril or no peril at all. But in terms of people saying they know, just know this. They don't. The one thing the Mueller probe has done is kept a tight lid on what they're up to and what they're concluding.
Number one.
Because it's not fair. People should not be allowed to immediately run to this very friendly circuit and file their case. It's a disgrace. In my opinion, it's a disgrace what happens with the Ninth Circuit.
And the president, of course, had an executive order trying to push people to the port of call. Can you imagine that? Making people go to the Ellis Island of 2018, and that all of a sudden doesn't hold up. So you can swim here. You can walk here. It doesn't matter. Just come here. Asylum is awaiting. And that's what the courts ruled. The Ninth District will get it next and then hopefully be in the Supreme Court. In the meantime, the Central and South Americans and those seeking asylum falsely in many cases will get their day in court. Joining us now is Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke. I almost said Congressman. I could always say Navy SEAL. But Mr. Secretary, thanks for joining us again.
Well, great to be with you. I'm glad you're in Orlando in the sun.
Hey, first off, I'm excited because you and I did some great work, if I can say so myself, because you were able to bring me underneath the Lincoln Memorial. You were able to bring me up the backside of Mount Rushmore. And those are two of the 10 segments that are going to be rolling out on Fox Nation. And let me just say this. You are such a natural being you. And the stuff that you showed and you'll be showing our viewers is just phenomenal.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm passionate about our public lands, and certainly as Secretary of Interior, you know, to show off our treasures. And there are a lot of hidden treasures, as you know. And when you look at the Lincoln Memorial, no one really thinks about the large chamber underneath. Your segment is going to be phenomenal. And to be able to go up behind Mount Rushmore and look at that majesty, it's really quite something.
Well, put it this way. One of the pictures, we could not bring the cameras, but we did take a picture of you and I sitting on George Washington's head, looking down at the nose of Jefferson and Lincoln. And that's who we posted up now. South Dakota's one of their leading newspapers just did a feature, and it's going to be available on the 27th. I know you can't promote anything, but I will say this. If you like to see some of the great things in this country and maybe can't get to this on your bucket list, this will be as close as you get. And you gave us great access. You also started this off helping us out on the Statue of Liberty. You and I saw it for the first time together when you first took this job. So that's what we'll be talking about on the 27th. But first things first, the fires in California. What did you take away that we didn't get on camera?
Well, I tell you, I've seen a lot of devastation fires before. Nothing like this. You know, the town is about 20,000, probably 80% was destroyed. And the scenario was like this, Brian, is that it was literally a flamethrower of embers. And spot fires were ahead of it. You had a 50-mile-an-hour wind. And no one really thought that the damage would be this severe. And by the time a lot of people thought about evacuating, it was too late. You know, you saw the pictures of people driving through flames. In one case, is that the firemen, local firemen, are in town, and they have fires in the front, rear, all around. They had to go to a commercial parking lot with a building, harbor people inside the building, and defend the space. I mean, that's how desperate it was. But I tell you, the firemen did a great job. There could have been so much more loss of life. The sheriffs were out there evacuating. So our first responders did a good job. But lesson learned and take away, it's time to manage our forests. It's just unacceptable, the amount of dead and dying timber, the density of trees. And, yes, it can be managed doing prescribed burns using best science, prescribed burns late in the season, remove the dead and dying trees, get defendable spaces. This can be done. We're going to spend billions of dollars, billions, Brian, this year fighting forest fires, repairing damage, and it is better to invest now and restore the health of our forests. But I'd rather spend the money on trails, on visitor centers, as you point out, the parks, magnificent stories, but the parks are you know, being loved to death. I'd rather invest the money on public access and boat ramps and get America out there to enjoy the outdoors rather than be fearful from it.
I want you to hear what the president said when he went out there, and I think the president's got to do more of this, going into areas that didn't vote for him, that maybe will protest against him, but they're in trouble, and I think it was great that he showed up. But here's what he said.
You got some blowback because one of your tweets says poor forest management.
Only because I tell the truth. The president of Finland was with me recently. He said, we are a nation living in a forest, meaning Finland. We have very combustible trees and wood. We don't have forest fires like this. It's got to be raked. In fact, it was very interesting. I was watching the firemen the other day, and they were raking areas. They were raking areas where the fire was right over there, and they're raking trees, little trees like this that are not trees, little bushes that you could see are totally dry. Weeds, and they're raking them. They're on fire. That should have been all raked out.
And he got blowback from that, and the Finnish president said, we don't rake. What do you think he's referring to? Did the president make a mistake there?
No, you look at the amount of combustible fuels on the forest floor. I mean, it is unacceptable. So the term's raking is just cleaning up the forest floor, and we're doing it right now. I signed a secretary order. You look at Yosemite's gathering the dead and dying timber. We're doing prescribed burns late in the season, but this should have been done, years ago. And this is not just the last administration or a few. This has been years of just letting the forest go, or trying to harvest even a sustainable yield, and being sued in court. So we're asking both Secretary Perdue and I are asking for more authority to use best science, best practices. And cleaning up the woods isn't clear-cutting. It's thinning the trees where you need it, restoring the health of the diversity of types of species, again, removing the dead and dying trees. But we should have these prescribed burns late in the season rather than these 100,000-acre fires that devastate communities, put our firefighters at risk. We've lost a lot of firefighters, too. But this Paradise Fire, the casualties could be in the hundreds. And you go through these neighborhoods, and a lot of it can be mitigated, but I tell you, it's better to spend the investment up front and restore active forest management, again, using best science, best practices. We have great foresters. Let's just get it done.
Right. Mr. Secretary, I know one thing, that it seems that turning to getting it done, it seems you've been targeted a lot by different groups, 15 separate investigations into you, 9 of which have been dispatched. The president says he's thinking about rotating 3 to 5 different secretaries, and may do all, may do none. Where do you stand right now?
Well, first of all, they're allegations which are fictitious, false. And when you're effective, they start targeting. I always say it's better to charge up a hill under fire than cower in a foxhole. And what they're trying to do is distract from the accomplishments. And look how much the accomplishments of this presidency has been in Interior. Our energy sector, we're the largest oil and gas producer in the face of the planet. And yet our safety record also breaks records. First time in 60 years we're exporting natural gas. On the conservation side, we've opened up millions of acres to public access, increased hunting and fishing opportunity. We've opened up 38 wildlife refuges to hunting and fishing. We've established wildlife corridors, and I have withdrawn minerals rights in areas that should be protected. So both on the conservation and the energy side, which is my job as interior, we've done things. Matter of fact, former Secretary Hodel, he was a Secretary of Interior under Reagan. His quote was, President Trump and Zinke, they're actually doing things that we talked about doing but couldn't get done. And so when you do get things done, you're going to take criticism, especially for those that resist or obstruct.
Now, what about, Congressman, what about this whole thing, Mr. Secretary, the whole Halliburton land situation? And there was a report in the Washington Post.
That's nuts.
Tell me,
that's nuts.
Can you define it for us? Because all we get is the investigation. We don't get your side of it.
No, this is the Brian. Only the left can twist a proposed shared parking lot to increase public access to a children's sledding hill into an illicit oil and gas land deal with big oil. It has nothing to do with Halliburton. It's a sledding park in Whitefish. And if you go into Whitefish and look at it, what could be possibly wrong with a children's sledding park? I have no financial interest in developments. Everyone knows it. It's a absolute rouge. But this is what, you know, they called for allegations of me wearing my socks. Matter of fact, when you and I were at Mount Rushmore, I had a pair of socks that had the president's face on them. That called for an investigation. But every investigation always leads to the same conclusion, that I follow all rules, procedures, regulations, and most importantly, law. But it's just a distraction from all the good things this president is doing. The president is probably the first ranking of criticism on fake news. You know, I'm probably, you know, in the second or third position.
Did you have a chance to express that and define that to the president and say, let him know your side of the story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The president supports me. I love working with the president. He's a business guy. If people ask me, what's it like to work for the president? I said, he's business. He follows the numbers. He's engaged.
Right.
If you do your job, he's a great boss. If you don't do your job, believe me, he'll call at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he's a CEO. He likes metrics. He likes to see things get done.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, you know, the swamp, as soon as you start draining the swamp, you know, the swamp, it exposes the serpents and they fight back. That's exactly why the president got elected, because the swamp, mm-hmm. as you know, is not a nice place, and our country deserves better. Need to be protected.
Well, you're a congressman. You're before that. You're serving in the military, Navy SEAL. And I just thought you're uniquely qualified to answer this rift that has blown up between Admiral McRaven, who's been very critical of this president, and this president. Chris Wallace brought up an old quote, and here's what the president said about Admiral McRaven, who was very critical of him.
Bill McRaven, retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me.
Command,
Hillary Clinton fan.
Who led the operations, commanded the operations that took down Saddam Hussein and that killed Osama bin Laden, says that your sentiment is the greatest threat to democracy in his lifetime.
He's a Hillary Clinton backer and an Obama backer. And frankly,
he was a Navy SEAL.
Wouldn't it have been nice if we got Osama bin Laden a lot sooner than that? Wouldn't it have been nice?
So where do you stand with this? The admiral against the president?
Well, the admiral, I think, has said some things that are inappropriate. But I know I've known Bill Craven for a while. I like Bill Craven. He served his country. And I disagreed with Senator McCain on a lot of issues, too. But I respected his service. And so at the end of the day, I think the admiral and the president's DNA is he's the nicest guy in the world until attacked. But you take a swing at him, and he's going to swing back. It's in his DNA. And so when people say inappropriate, unkind remarks about the president, the president's going to respond.
Should he have said not responded because the admiral's been in the military so long?
Well, I don't. Yeah, you know, anyone is that says a remark, again, an inappropriate comment. He's gonna come back. This is what the president's DNA is.
Gotcha.
But again, he doesn't start a fight. I've never seen him actually start a fight. But he's willing to finish it, and he strongly says what he believes. And people, what about the tweets? He's probably the most transparent president we've ever had. Because if you're wondering what's on the president's mind, just follow his tweets. And gotcha. He calls it like he sees it.
And Mr. Secretary, last question. I'm already over time. How long do you expect to be Secretary of the Interior?
Oh, you know, I enjoy the job. And, I kind of laugh at that, at the criticism. I mean, they have me, taking over your show. If you live.
Yeah, they have you as a Fox News contributor, leaving in 2018, becoming a Fox News contributor.
Well, I like the best one. I think the president's going to nominate me for the commander of Space Command.
That'd be
great. That was a good one. So I enjoy the job. I certainly enjoy working for the president.
Okay.
Interior, I'm passionate about. And there's a lot more to do. I mean, we have to restore and rebuild our park system. We're in the middle of a reorganization interior to be better stewards for the next century.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of work interior to do. But, hey, I look forward to going to the next park. And remember, visit our park during the holidays, because we have 417 park units, and every park tells a different story.
Gotcha.
Our park system, I think, is the envy of the world.
Congressman Ryan Zinke, now Secretary Ryan Zinke, Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
You as well, and best to your family, and God bless America.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Pyro to the People with Todd Pyro.
What do you think of the job President Trump is doing?
I've tried to root for him as president. I've been disappointed every day.
The answer to the question, are we better off today than we were during the 4 years of Obama? And the answer is yes.
We need a president who finally brings the country together. And Mr. Trump has
done the very opposite of that.
I can't say that I agree with him a lot of things personally, but from the economy standpoint, he's been phenomenal.
How do you think the president's doing?
He tells us what his agenda was before he got into office, and he's ticking off each item one by one. I couldn't be happier.
I think the president's doing a wonderful job. He somewhat reminds me, however, of like a foul-mouthed fireman who comes and has all the strength, but you just wish maybe his mouth was a little bit different. I won't turn him away from saving our country, though.
With Pyro to the People, I'm Todd Pyro.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Freaks on the China, never met her before. Who cares when you drop-kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared.
As early as the 1950s, attempts were made to adapt the character of Mr. Belvedere to TV, with three pilots made during the 50s and 60s. All efforts were unsuccessful until 1985, with British actor Christopher Hewitt playing the part. The show co-starred sportscaster Bob Uecker. The theme was sung by Leon Redbone.
Life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Come on. The President of the United States yesterday said he got a briefing on Tuesday from the CIA, and it's still not definitive whether the Saudi prince had anything to do with the brutal murder and the disposal of the body of Khashoggi. The Washington Post columnist, he was a American resident who has American kids. Listen, I'm not saying blow up the Saudi relationship, but it can't be the same. What do you think it means now in Lebanon? What do you think it means now in Egypt? What do you think it means to our other allies in the region, in Qatar and UAE? As long as we worked on each other's best interests, you could do anything you want to the people. I think if there's something to be done back channel, do it. But at the same time, something's got to be hard up front.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with pre-ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it and see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A lunch lady from Virginia Beach, Virginia makes the Dean's List for a creative way on encouraging students. Stacy Truman, the cafeteria manager at Kingston Elementary School, wanted to offer some inspiration to her students, so she started writing down little messages of encouragement on bananas that she served for lunch. Miss Truman says she likes to write messages of love on the bananas she gives to her own kids, so she wanted to provide the same daily dose of motivation to the youngsters at her school. The students have affectionately called the healthy treats talking bananas, and Miss Truman says they are almost always gone by the time lunch is over. Kids aren't the only ones enjoying the messages. School principal Sharon Stubridge was so touched by the gesture, she took a photo of the talking bananas and posted it to social media, where it has attracted the attention of dozens of news outlets. Thank you, Stacy Truman, for your fruity words of inspiration. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, number one, if it weren't Fox News, you wouldn't know that people in Tijuana had a problem with this. The people there are pushing back hard. So under our law, if you come here illegally, you can still seek asylum. And once you make an asylum application, it takes months for it to get through. We wind up releasing you into the country. This is nuts. So I'm going to introduce legislation early in the next Congress to make sure that if you come here legally, you can never apply for asylum. President Trump is right to change his policy, and we'll see what happens.
Wow, that is Senator Lindsey Graham on this case. He's not backing the president on the Saudi case, and I don't either. But on this case, when it comes to coming across our border, creating chaos with this caravan, he is all in, and it is not a midterm election issue just to get votes. I was clear on that. Many people weren't. Joining us now in studio, Congressman Sean Duffy, who sadly, and I'm sure he's came to reality of this, but it hasn't happened yet, will soon be in the minority in the House. Congressman, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Meet you.
Brian Kilmeade, it's great to be with you. Yeah, listen, I've only been in the majority. I went in 2010 when we took control of the House and have been in the majority ever since. This is the first time that class, that massive class of 2010, will now serve in the minority under the potential leadership of Nancy Pelosi. But in my committee, I serve on financial services under the leadership of one Maxine Waters. So we're putting our seatbelts on and getting ready for a ride.
There's a leader to look up to in so many ways. So we'll get into that in a second. But just on this caravan, I laugh at people who said that Fox or me or the president are saying he's doing this as a campaign issue. And that we didn't talk about it right after because a campaign issue. No, we didn't talk about it right after because people on a journey don't take precedence over a midterm election with the power, with the political power at stake. Those were the number one and number two issues, but this has always been an issue, and this is proof of it. The president sends his troops down there. They're setting up their own border with razor wire because there's no barrier there. And what Senator Lindsey Graham's saying is, look in Tijuana. These people are pushing back harder than the people of San Diego and McAllen are. They can't believe how their city has been taken over. They're using the term invasion and tsunami, not us.
Well, Brian, because any country that has a mass number of people organized to take over your country or pass through your country is by definition an invasion. And so just the way the residents of Tijuana and the mayor of Tijuana feel about this caravan, so too do so many Americans. We believe in actually securing our borders, that we Americans get to say who comes into our country and who doesn't. And this is not a racist concept. This is an American concept, and it applies to us. It applies to Mexico and every other country around the world. If you don't have, and the president says this and right on, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. And so, I laughed too at the left-wing media who said, oh, wow, for the week after the midterms, you weren't talking about the caravan. Well, of course, because we were talking about the midterms and who won. And we still have races that haven't been called in the House.
I know.
You know, Florida was just called. The governor's race in Georgia was just called. So, I mean, that took the news cycle. But it doesn't mean that that was the caravan was not still a real threat to our American sovereignty. We figured out the midterms, and now we've gone back to the crisis on the border. And it comes to this point, can we actually get border money to the president before the end of this midterm? We're going to push it. We could potentially have a shutdown if the Senate doesn't participate, but this is a huge issue. Can we secure a border? Can we give the president the money that's necessary to say we decide as Americans who comes in and who doesn't?
As you know, and it's not your chamber, but you guys want to give it. He wants $5 billion. You guys will give him $5 billion now that you're in the lame duck majority. But Senator McConnell seems indifferent about it and says, well, just not the time. So I'm not sure. This is the third or fourth time, Congressman, I'm asking you the same style questions, but it's the last time I'll be talking about a House in the majority that's Republican.
Right.
So how do you see this playing out?
So I don't know how Mitch McConnell is strategizing this, if he's saying it's not a priority because he doesn't think he can get the votes, or if he doesn't really think it's a priority. I don't know what's going through his head as he tries to navigate the Senate. But my preference would be, listen, take up our bill that we're going to pass in the House that's going to fund a border wall, and if Democrats don't want to vote for it, have the vote. Call them out. Let's see who supports, American borders and a system that actually works to let people in or deny people access. Let's the Democrats actually take that vote and let them go down and call for the abolition of ICE and breaking down walls and have open borders. That's a debate that we actually want to have. And if they want to shut the government down because they don't want to fund a border, so be it. But if you don't have the debate, what Mitch McConnell is then doing is protecting Democrats who aren't on the side of America and American security.
Well, you go in there, Congressman, and you say, what do you need? I need this wall done. What do you need? You know, the lame duck session offers unique opportunities for both sides. And I know most Democrats' issues revolve around additional spending, which we don't have. But there might be something in the lame duck session that makes political sense for them to go to get now. Maybe it's, you know, for example, we're going to get about 40 judges through, it seems, because in exchange for something that Senator Schumer wants, go in there and trade for it. But we'll talk about that again, more to your expertise. When you see the 500-point drop in the financial services, you see the 500-point drop in the market, and you see the down over the last 2 or 3 days, and these aren't policies. These are people looking twice in some cases at tech, looking at Google, looking at Facebook, looking at Apple and saying, are they been overrated? What can you do? What do you see your role and Congress's role in looking at the economy and the market?
So Brian, I'm a free market guy. I don't believe the government runs the economy like you. I believe that we set up a system and rules and regulations that allow for a free enterprise. And our economy, you know, goes through peaks and valleys. I mean, that's the way it works. It just doesn't always go up. It'll rise and it'll fall.
Right.
It's cyclical. And I think that's what we're seeing here. And again, you have unique pressures. You have the rest of the world is slowing down. You've seen our Fed raise interest rates. I think those two things, as well as the trade wars that we have going on, we're rolling back the quantitative easing, all of the buying.
Which was just the flooding of the market with printed money.
That's right. So we're taking that money back out of the market. So you have a whole bunch of things in play that can be putting pressure on our economy. And as a forward-looking I don't really call it a tool. Our markets say, "Hey, listen, we have problems potentially on the horizon for the economy." And so, this is the way it rolls. This is one of the longest recoveries that we've had in American history. And so, to think that we can continue at 3% growth, you know, for another couple of years, I think that's a hard thing to see. Yeah, so we're gonna have, you know, a little bit of. Flat time, if I'll say, Brian. I don't know that you're going to continue to grow at 3%. So, but again, what we want to do
is get out of. So you don't think we're going to grow at 3% in 2019?
I think it might be challenging, especially after 9 years of growth. What I want to do, though, as a policymaker, is say what policies do we have to make sure our banks and our capital markets effectively let capital flow to the places that are a great home for capital. I don't think that we should let capital flow to, you know, you just because of your race or your sexual preference or your religion. Those shouldn't be factors. We should look at your credit score and your ability to repay and, what your income is. Those are the things that we should consider. But we have folks in Congress and like Maxine Waters who say, listen, no, that's not the factors that we should look at. We got to look at, you know, what neighborhood were you raised in? What's the color of your skin? You know, what's your sexual preference? What is your sex? Those are the things that they want to consider when determining credit, right, which should have no bearing on who gets a loan and who doesn't. But this is, you know, this new concept of the left where everything should be based on who you are, not what you've done.
Congressman Sean Duffy with us. Congressman, I want you to hear what President Obama said at a forum at the Obama Institute or something to that nature. Sometimes you forget how many anti-American statements the former president has made about his country over the last years, but my memory's refreshed. Let's listen.
We are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. we are fraught with stuff.
He's talking about climate change. And that's why we're still reluctant to do the changes, even though we do more changes than anybody else, and we've put ourselves under further more restrictions than anybody else. That's his explanation to why we haven't done more. What's your reaction?
Well, first off, when the president says and talks about, you know, racism, that we're still a racist country, America voted for Barack Obama, who's an African American, and just because we didn't vote for who he wanted to be his predecessor, Hillary
doesn't
Clinton
mean we don't like women.
Doesn't mean we don't like women. It doesn't mean we don't like, you know, anyone. We base our ideas on ideas, Brian. And so Wisconsin voted for Barack Obama, and we voted for Donald Trump. And those weren't racist decisions. Those were based on policy and what's best for the country. And I don't think they can wrap their head around the fact that most Americans don't really see the country and our fellow neighbors by way of their race, again, or their sex or their sexual preference. We look at people for who they are. Now, are there still racists in America? Absolutely. But that term is thrown around so much and used as a bludgeon to try to shut people down on their political ideas. I think it's losing its muster. And by the way, if you look at global warming or climate change or CO2 emissions, we've done more than our partners because of the great fracking revolution that's brought us natural gas, which is a cleaner source of energy as opposed to coal. And so we're reducing our carbon emissions more than others just because of what we've done in America through fracking. And I don't think the left wants us to go in that direction. They want to have control over, you know, what kind of energy we use. So, yes, we might have cleaner energy sources than natural gas, but they go, no, we got to go to wind and solar and some other form of energy that we control in government, not the market can control by innovation and creativity and new sources.
Now, let me ask them, what if the president said that we are a country frothing with hate, anger, and racism? What if he said something that extreme? Wolf Blitzer would have to wake up Jake Tapper, and they'd have to run in on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the morning and do emergency updates on how he's destroying the country. Now you have the former president has no problem criticizing the current president, and then saying that in describing our nation. And then Nancy Pelosi, who's having some trouble grabbing the gavel again with her own party, thinks she has the answer and what the problem is.
You'd have to ask those people what their motivation is. I think of the 17, it's mostly like 14 men who are on that letter. I enjoy a tremendous amount of support from the women in our caucus, from the new members who are women in our caucus. If, in fact, there is any misogyny involved in it, it's their problem, not mine.
Okay, fantastic. So it's mostly men, so therefore it has to be a gender issue.
They're reaping what they sow, Brian. I mean, isn't this rich? These new Democrats don't want to vote for Nancy Pelosi because she's been in power way too long. Listen, you, the Democrat Party in the House, the leadership from Steny Hoyer to Nancy Pelosi, they're pushing 80. I mean, they're octogenarians. Here on the Republican side in the House, we're in our mid to late 40s. And so you might want to turn the page at one point and go, let's try some new leadership where, you know, to someone who maybe Americans don't really hate. That might be what is driving a new Democrat's vote as opposed to the fact that Nancy Pelosi is a woman. But you know what? They'll go back to these charges. Nancy will go to sexism. Barack Obama will go to racism. And we all live in a world where no matter what we do, it can't be a pure philosophical difference. If you vote against a woman, it must be sexism. And if you don't agree with an African-American, it must be, you know, racism. And they can't go, hey, listen, I just disagree with your politics. Right. I don't think you're the right leader for the party. But you know what? This is what Democrats keep pushing every single day, and they are going to reap what they sow. And so good luck, Democrats. Anything, if you don't vote for an African-American, if you don't vote for a woman, if you don't vote for a transgender or a gay, all of a sudden you must be anti those subclasses as opposed to just disagreeing on policy.
It's discouraging. And I know you like to take the upbeat the view of things, but we have the first 2 years. No one doubts the president's made great impact. No one doubts the president made some mistakes. Charlottesville, for example, he even said in privately, he doesn't say it publicly, his statements were ridiculous and ill thought out, and he's still paying the price for that. It's a big story today in Mar-a-Lago, how many groups don't want to have their Christmas parties in Mar-a-Lago because of that. I'm not saying he's playing a perfect game. What would you like to see change about the president in the next 2 years, and what do you hope he keeps up?
So I got to tell you what, the policies of free enterprise that Donald Trump has been promoting as a president have been absolutely fantastic. And we've been helpful in the House as we've tried to push that agenda as well with tax reform and regulatory reform. When you're a president and everyone attacks you every single day, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, you know, liberal talk radio, the guy probably sits in the corner and, you know, wants to cry as he's attacked every day in his family. Donald Trump's a fighter, and I want him to keep fighting. I want him to keep pushing back. I want him to keep tweeting. Those are all really good things, Brian, because if he doesn't, they will smash him. But he has to be, to your point, he has to be more concerned about the tone that he uses. If we're going to win again, we have to win suburban America, and there's a lot of suburban moms who, again, they feel the benefit of the great economy. They have more opportunity.
Yep.
They have higher wages. Their kids are graduating from schools, and they're getting jobs. They're not moving into their basements. I mean, things are pretty rosy. I mean, the foreign policy is going better. They like a president who fights for America and their families. Those are, but the tone they don't like. And you mentioned Charlottesville and some other, I mean, calling Stormy Daniels horse face. Those things, I think, undermine all the great work the president is doing. And so if he can tweak the tone, but keep the fight up and keep on with the policy, I think the president is well positioned to win re-election. But you can't lose women voters just on tone when you're doing everything else right. So just he's got to be concerned about that. And if he can change that small part, I don't think we've seen a greater president in my lifetime in what he's done for the American people.
He's gone through prior times with the Kavanaugh situation. He kept quiet. It helped you guys help the Senate get him passed. And I think you'd be much wiser to stay out of some of this stuff. But like you said, he's changing the game.
Just one last thing. One last 30-second point. Democrats are saying they want to attack to the middle and they want to legislate. I saw this in 2010. You know, the Tea Party movement, they wanted to see us go hardcore right, fight, impeach, beat Barack Obama. We did our best. The left is even more outraged than what we were on the right with the Tea Party movement. They're going to lose their minds. They want these new Democrats who they've given millions of dollars to absolutely crush Donald Trump, not work with Donald Trump. And they want him to investigate, to impeach. And you're not going to see the Democrats find a pathway to legislate. They're only going to try to destroy this president, which means I think we have a great chance of retaking the House and continuing this great movement that has been remarkable in foreign policy, but also for our economy.
See if this is a pause or a trend. Thanks so much, Congressman Sean Duffy. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel.
The animating question for me is always, what's going to happen next? If people sense that you're not pushing an agenda, you're not pulling your punches, they're going to rely on you. It's a commitment to the truth. One of the advantages, I think, of having been in this business so long, you're able to detect what is real, what is important, and what's just political noise.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion. If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Looking for opinion done right? Then go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now. Fox Nation is the new streaming subscription service that will have exclusive daily shows, incredible documentaries, and must-see on-demand programming. That's the perfect complement for every Fox fan. Plus, go to FoxNation.com, pre-order now, and get one-of-a-kind exclusive merchandise. Available now, but for a limited time only. Don't miss your chance to become a founding member. Go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. Just finishing up a few things. I didn't do a good job this hour balancing out my interviews. I have so much to ask Congressman, now Navy SEAL, now Secretary of Interior Zinke. I went a little long there. And just with Congressman Duffy, there's so much going on between what we just heard from President Obama's anti-American rhetoric, which you keep forgetting. You might not like President's America First attitude, but I'll take that 7 days a week, 365 days a year, over President Obama's subtle digs at our country, as if we're not worthy of him. And now he's gotten even worse. If you're here in the Orlando area, where I am now at WDBO, our great affiliate, I hope to see you Sunday at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Orlando at 5:30. You need tickets, but I'll be talking about Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans, this great station, our growing radio network, and, of course, what's happening, what we can expect in 2019. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding,